Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes, that is right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast, episode number 177 here as we dip into the crappy movie diaper to talk about Speed 2 Cruise Control. And here is a man who you will never find speeding. Here is Uncle Kiwi, Akiva Winokur.
What's going on, Rob?
Akiva. I feel like that this is an episode that I feel like I could use maybe a catchier title than Crappy Movie Diaper, Speed 2 Cruise Control. Do you think that we could say, like, Rob and Akiva are on speed?
On speed? Hmm. You have a plan B?
Rob and Akiva have a need for speed.
That's good. Rob and Akiva have a need for speed. That's pretty good.
Okay.
But should it be colon cruise control?
Because we will talk about Speed 1, which we also watched on 3X today. And also, it's a successor, its sequel, Speed 2 Cruise Control here on a very speedy delivery. Very speedy episode of Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast. Was that a fair assessment? That I feel like you're not a speeder. I feel like you're taking your time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't love driving in general, famously. But yeah, I'm not really. I don't really get aggressive behind the wheel. I'm not a speeder.
Mm-hmm.
My wife came in as I was watching these films. One of them is a film. One of them is a movie, I think. And
which is which? Speed 1 is a film.
Probably first one's a film. Second one's more of a movie or a flick. My wife said, "Why is this going so fast?" And I said, "Oh, we're watching Speed 1 on 3X and then Speed 2 Cruise Control." On 1X, and she said, shouldn't you watch Speed 2 Cruise Control on 2X, which is probably a good question.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I probably split the difference on that one.
Yeah, I did watch on 1.25. I watched Speed 2 when I realized I was basically going to be late. I didn't speed it up. You don't lose anything. The dialogue, while I'm sure award-winning on Speed 2 Cruise Control, you can still understand it at 1.25. Yeah.
I have to say, Speed 1 on 3X, I feel like I did not miss a thing. Especially, nope. I keep the captions
the movie.
On. Got it. Mm-hmm. Got it. So, very fun to go back and revisit. Anyway, speaking of going back to revisit, we had the chance to talk to our good friend Shut Up Tim in episode 176 when Rob and Akiva got Shrek'd.
Yeah, I think people really appreciated Shut Up Tim's passion. People like when someone's like obsessed, someone really knows a lot or is very into something.
Yeah.
So
I thought that was a very fun episode. Good stuff with Tim. I appreciate all the work that Tim put into things. Too bad we don't have somebody in the greater Renap community that is
Speed Fiend?
Speed Fiend? Yeah, okay. Sure.
Yeah, that, I mean,
yeah.
Nobody reached out and
Robin and Kivo are Speedos.
Maybe that's for the ice bath mm-hmm. episode.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. So, how's your week going, Uncle Kiwi?
My week is good. A little behind the scenes, inside the sausage. Ooh. This is only a couple days after.
Inside the sausage.
How do you figure out how the sausage gets made, Rob? You get inside the sausage.
Ew.
To see how it gets made.
Yeah. Okay.
How else would you see how the sausage gets made?
Mm-hmm. I think.
I guess you could go to the sausage factory.
The viewpoint, I think, is outside the sausage.
I guess. Yeah. You'd say. Yeah.
But if anything, you want some inside sausage making. But I think they don't want to be inside the casing.
You know, you go to a game and you could have the luxury box, but it's not luxury box seats aren't great.
Mm-hmm.
So inside the sausage, those are the luxury box. It's it costs more money, but I don't know if it's a better view.
Okay. So go on.
I know. So I'm just now that was a long way to say that we're recording this much earlier in the week than we normally do.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. So, how are things going for you since we last spoke?
Well, everything is fine. I work from home today. It was a real pleasure. I've been going to the office for a few months and I was complaining to someone recently. I get up at the crack of dawn. My life is terrible.
Yeah.
When do you get up? And I said 7:20. And they're like, I think every grown up gets up after 7:20, including especially before people with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Before 7:20, that is very late. And I was like, well, you're not going to want to find out when I got up for the last 5 years when I worked in the afternoon or barely worked.
Mm-hmm. Now,
you
have a lengthy commute, correct?
Yeah, very long.
Okay, so did being a commuter speak to you a little bit differently watching these speed movies?
Yes, every bus I'm on, I wish the driver was tricked into thinking he could not go below 50, or the bus would. I was on a bus that broke down and was going 20 on the highway last week. I wish I was everyone out of the way coming through.
It's your dream to get speeded.
Yeah. The trains, I think, could go faster. I think trains are always Long Island Railroad, subways, every type of train, they're leaving a little bit on the table. I don't think they're going max speed, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think they could go a little faster.
Yeah. You think if they could punch it.
Yeah. Boats could go faster. These two movies that we watched today did not explore planes at all. You think maybe we'd have planes, trains, and automobiles.
There were some planes.
There's no planes that have to go a certain speed or anything like that. Planes are always leaving on the table too, because if you're ever on a flight that's 25 minutes late, Rob, say a long intercontinental flight or something, they're like, oh yeah, don't worry, we'll still get there at the same time. How's that possible?
Yeah, do a lot of we're a little behind schedule, but we're gonna make it up in the air. Mm-hmm. Who knew you could do that?
Yeah, we'll give you the real gas for this one.
Yeah. Okay, so a lot of things on the agenda for today here. If you're sort of, because I feel like that maybe people are like, do I want to listen to this? Should I skip to the mailbag? Let's tell you what's going on, okay? We're going to review the Speed franchise, Speed 1, and its lesser-known follow-up, successor, Speed 2 Cruise Control, which I had never seen before. I want to explore what goes right in Speed 1, what goes wrong in Speed 2. Why do people seem to hate Speed 2 Cruise Control? And is there hope for the Speed franchise? Could Robin Akiva save the Speed franchise and potentially work out Speed 3?
Yeah, spoiler, we can. I don't know if it should be Speed 3, but I think we can work it out.
Maybe, you want it's like a straight up reboot of just...
Yeah,
the new
I think Speed 2 is such a flop. I don't think you could just do Speed 3. It brings up too much memories of Speed 2. I think it's...
Okay, let's talk through the other films and talk about what's working, what's not working. And then we can go through and come up with the hope for the IP.
Yeah, I think we could do it. I think by the end of this podcast, that Hollywood's going to be on the phone.
Okay, good. Or they hope they'll just steal our idea again.
Again, as happens almost every week. We finish podcast Sunday, Tuesday morning. There's usually a bunch of tweets Renap thought of it this week.
Yeah,
and now
they're rebooting this IP. Let's get that Gumby reboot going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're listening. I'd say every... all the major studios, mm-hmm. you know, the big six, I assume there's six, I don't know, are, they have like maybe their lowest level intern listening. Just, all right, just give us the juice. Like, what are Rob and Akiva talking about? And then they basically steal it.
Okay. Akiva, do you remember where you were for Speed 1, or were you too much of a wee lad for Speed 1?
Yeah, I watched Speed 1 on VHS from the fine defunct company Blockbuster mm-hmm. with a bunch of friends.
Yeah.
Speed came out in, what,
1994. 96? Summer of 94. Okay. Huge blockbuster. $350 million at the box office.
I wouldn't watch it till the next summer when I was 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll say this, Rob.
Yeah.
You said before that you had never seen Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Right.
But I saw Speed 2 Cruise Control in the theater.
Yes. With your wife?
No, because Speed 2 Cruise Control came out in 1997. So okay. it was... We were 13. I had not met my wife. Okay. She was living in Florida. I was living in New York. That would be funny. Maybe yes. we're in the same theater. I don't
Maybe
know.
Maybe in the same theater. Yeah. So Speed 1 featuring Keanu Reeves, who I don't know. Had he had another major movie role since Bill and Ted? Was this like his Bill and Ted was sort of his arrival. I'm not sure if he had done anything else since Bill and Ted and then
in 1991
yes
he's in My Own Private Idaho, which is more critically acclaimed, and then Point Break. He's Point the star Break. Point Break.
Got it.
But this is a bigger hit than both of those. This is his biggest hit to date, I think. Mm-hmm.
Point Break was a big deal at the time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
But this but is I don't a think phenomenon.
Yeah, I don't think it made. I think this in 1994. This is his biggest.
Keanu's had a really wild career. He mm-hmm. has like really just like you know that you know kind of like comes back and like reinvents himself like in a lot of different ways. Of course, like he is going to have The Matrix in 1999, which is going to be like another like a mega hit, and then the John Wick stuff, and I'm sure there's probably something else that I'm forgetting along the way, but. For Sandra Bullock, Speed 1 is also like that she's, you know, here and this is her breakout moment.
Yeah, this is Sandy's big moment. Yeah, the Keanu after Speed and famously, and we'll get into it much more later, doesn't do Speed 2. But he has a bunch of flops. Like he instead does Chain Reaction, which was like just as bad as Speed 2.
Mm hmm.
And
he's I don't even know what that is. Like, yeah, it was forgettable.
He like chose that instead. I remember seeing I've never saw it, but I remember seeing the previews, and even those look terrible. And he was in a bunch of other flops. And Devil's Advocate, which was
Al Pacino. You know, with Al Pacino, I
think was like kind of reviled. it's a wild movie. I've seen that a few times.
Yeah.
But right. Then The Matrix, and then he also kind of disappears for a little while. But he's one of those rare people now that has almost 100% approval rating, right? Mm-hmm. Like the internet, which likes almost nobody, loves Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go. So yes, Speed 1 phenomenon. Everybody is into Speed. People going to the movies, fall in love with these characters. Sandra Bullock from there, she goes into, she gets another movie in 1995, The Net, which I'm not sure mm-hmm. If that holds up great.
Maybe we should watch that.
Yeah.
Time to Kill.
Yeah. So she's off and running with her career. But somehow they're going to recruit her back for Speed 2 Cruise Control, even though no Keanu in Speed 2 Cruise Control. She will be starring alongside Jason Patrick for Speed 2.
Well, so Sandra Bullock is not nearly as big of a star. This is one of her first. She's in a bunch of things in the 80s, but this is like her first big role. And then, like you said, she gets The Net and she gets Time to Kill Miss Congeniality. And then, lots of stuff. But at the time, I'm looking at the poster of the movie, Rob. Keanu Reeves gets first billing in Speed.
Oh, and of
Dennis
course.
Hopper, yeah. Dennis Hopper, the villain, he gets second. So she's below Hopper.
Sandra Bullock was like a nobody in 1994.
Yeah. Yeah, she's below Hopper at this point.
I mean, she arrives on the scene in 1994. This is her breakout.
I know it's reported that the director, Jean Dubont, had a sequel clause in his contract. I wonder if she had one, too, and that's how she got forced into it where maybe Keanu had a big time agent and didn't have to do it. Okay. Maybe she had to do it.
All right. So, well, let's just sort of break down Speed 1 for any of our Gen Z listeners who might not know about the plot of Speed 1. But basically, Dennis Hopper, RIP, is a madman who is looking to, and this is kind of a theme in both of these movies. Like he is a disgruntled former LAPD officer. I guess that he was got like a pension, but he wanted more.
His motivations are kind of like weird, right? Like he they're purely monetary, right? He just wants money. He doesn't want like somebody freed from jail or anything. He just wants $3.7 million in a bag.
Yeah. I felt like that his motivations are much more clear than Willem Dafoe's motivations in Speed 2 Cruise Control. But basically, he feels like that, hey, he put it all on the line when he was working as a police officer, and they gave him a gold watch and basically gave him a how do you do? And he felt like that he probably deserved a lot more. I think he also had some sort of like hand injury on the job. Yes. And so felt like that maybe he was entitled to some other monetary compensation for what is going on. And, you know, in thinking about this, you know, Keanu Reeves, you know, that he saves the day, really, in Speed 1. Like, I don't think he gets a bonus. I think he gets paid the same whether the bus blows up or not.
So you think, like, the movie ends.
Yeah.
First of all, he's probably in a little bit of trouble because they can, I mean, if we could spoil the end of the movie. It ends with like a long makeout session, like on the street in Los Angeles, but everyone's sort of looking at them and they are like in this, were they like under a bus or something?
I think that's the first part of the movie.
No. Where are they? No, I'm saying they're like on the street in some sort of crash or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the train. The train has now crashed.
The train has crashed. Yeah.
And so they're just making out like in the rubble.
Yeah.
Basically, that whole line
really sets off the second movie. Right. They really quoted a bunch of times. Is Keanu Reeves, does he become famous after saving
nobody sees Sandra Bullock in the second movie and was like, oh, you're that woman from
the bus.
The bus that wouldn't, because this would be big news. If there was a bomb in a bus that couldn't slow down and it like wrecked havoc on buses and trains, and I think about six people die in the movie, at least.
I didn't keep a body count. Yeah.
Well, one person, I think he kills one person, and then the lady, like,
jump off, and then he has like a bomb on there. Yeah.
And then the SWAT team dies when like he booby traps the house. Right.
Dennis Hopper dies. Yeah.
But he's like, that's counting like the terrorists there. Mm-hmm. But what's his partner's name? The actor?
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels dies with his team, right? Mm-hmm. So there's probably about six or seven deaths. So it's like a major, it's a crazy thing that happens in LA. I wonder if they become famous. But your question, does he make money? Like,
I think he should.
I don't think you get bonuses.
I think you should get a bonus.
I don't think that's how policing works.
Mm-hmm.
It would be funny if there was an incentive. Like, imagine, like, your dad came home from, like, a day. It's like, how'd it go? Like, great. Like, we're going out for steaks tonight. Like, I caught one of the biggest bad guys in the city.
Yeah, they
gave me cash in an envelope.
I single-handedly stopped them from blowing up the Statue of Liberty today. Like, yeah, I think you should get something.
Yeah, yeah, that's not a bad call. I never really thought about it that way.
Some sort of like hero bonus.
A hero bonus. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, would there be a lot of like, this is maybe more of a movie thing. Would there be people trying to get the hero bonuses? Like, hey, you be the bad guy. I'll save the day. We'll split the hero bonus.
Yeah, but you have to apprehend the person who is doing it. So I don't know. Yeah, maybe it shouldn't be that much that people are trying to. But you know, could you give him, you know, $5,000 for a hero bonus?
$5,000 hero bonus. I think is fair. Yeah, I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Well, I don't think he gets anything.
Just
that's
a
right.
little added incentive.
Well, I mean, maybe he gets like a cushy desk job. Although he doesn't seem
one. Why would he want that?
Probably doesn't want one. Yeah, but I feel like
him behind a desk.
You can't contain Keanu Reeves. I mean, he's also like sort of acting like the LAPD has very little to do. Like, I'm sure they take credit afterwards, but they have very little to do with this movie. It's really all Keanu, and at the end they come and help him a little bit in the airport. But like, they have no plan for what to do with this bus. Like, it's all Keanu.
Yeah, they don't really have like a unit for this of what's going on. So luckily, Jack Travin was on the case, and he's part of this elite unit, seemingly, that stops Dennis Hopper when he's trying to blow up an elevator earlier in the movie. We really don't get to the bus until about, like, you know, 25-30 minutes into the movie. But I do have to say, like Shrek, I feel like that this thing moves in terms of like the plot, and I think that the, I don't know what the runtime ultimately was, but this movie goes by pretty quick.
It's 150.
Yeah, it moves. As opposed to Speed 2 Cruise Control, which...
Yeah, it is literally on cruise control, that movie.
It's in no hurry.
We're getting deep inside the relationship of Sandra Bullock and Jason Patrick.
Yeah, no hurry to get
way more than we got. We get no backstory whatsoever about Keanu Reeves' character, and he's like the unquestioned star of Speed. We don't know if he has a family. We don't know anything about him.
I don't think he has a family. I think that this would be, you know, that would be like what a reveal that would be if we pulled back.
Get a wife
after,
and kids.
Yeah.
And like, they see him like making out with Sandra Bullock in the rubble.
Yeah. Where like funny. Pull back and it's like, dad?
That would have been a great, then he has to come back for the sequel. They would have tricked him.
He would have to.
There.
Yeah. They could have wrote that into the script. Anyway, but we then get Dennis Hopper. He's got another plan. He's really got an axe to grind with Keanu Reeves' character because he felt like that he single-handedly thwarted the elevator heist. And so he must be staking him out because he blows up a bus that's like first bus. You know, feel very bad for the people on the first bus who just get blown up. And, you know, there's no sort
I think
of
it's just the driver. I think just the driver just the dies driver. On that one. He says, okay. Yeah.
And he blows up a bus outside of the coffee shop that Keanu Reeves goes to all the time and says, hey, there's another bus that's going to blow up. OK, if it's going to go over 50 miles an hour, gets activated, then it can't go less than 50 miles an hour or the bus is going to explode.
Well, yes. How about how he finds this information out? Keanu Reeves sees the bus explode, and then as, like, instead of trying to help maybe the person who's, or for all he knows, 40 people on this bus, he hears a payphone ring.
Boom.
And he, of course, knows that the call's for him, and it, like, runs across the street to answer the payphone.
Yeah.
Sad week. I believe the last payphone in New York City was removed this week.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to answer the payphone, and yeah, and that's how he finds out from the hop man that there's another bus with a from bigger problem.
You said the hop man.
Dennis Hopper.
He said the hot man.
Well, I mean, to some people, I'm sure he was the hot man, but
sure, yeah, the hopster, youth, especially.
I'd also like to talk about, like, do you think Hopper's a good villain in the first movie?
Yeah. Oh, he's great. I think he's iconic. No.
Yeah, he's very good. We'll get to Speed 2 soon, but I think the villain is not as strong in the second movie.
Yeah,
but
don't think that's a hot take.
It is. I know we watched this on 3X, so yeah, it's easy to say, but we've both seen this movie before. There's really not a boring second in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, the elevator scene, which is probably like 10, 15 minutes at the beginning, is fascinating, yeah, right? And then nobody ends up dying.
It's all great. And I have to say, Speed 1 on 3X, highly recommend. You got 40 minutes. Put on
I can tell you every fact about this movie watching it 3X. There's nothing I missed. 3X with subtitles. My wife came in and was like, is that cheating? And I said, oh, I didn't think about that.
No, not cheating. But not cheating. You're absorbing it. You're speed reading.
Did we use subtitles for on the
I know I did when those were available. And I felt, did you watch it on HBO Max or you watched it a different way?
Oh, do you know what? I had them for some, and I think I said this on the podcast. I think I didn't have them for some.
Yeah, for some of them, remember. We were watching them on like really sketchy sites.
Sketchy sites, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the first couple, I think, are on Peacock, and they had subtitles.
Yeah. But yeah, and right. So the elevator thing's the first 15 minutes. There's no like, hey, I mean, maybe there's like a ceremony that morning where they say thank you and maybe give him a zero bonus or
it's
something.
It's like no downtime. He's Keanu Reeves is going to pick up a cup morning. Of coffee. Boom. Okay.
The whole movie is way under 24 hours.
The it's hot like man the afternoon. Is back at it. Yeah.
Yeah. The hot man. Yeah. The whole thing is probably a couple hours here. So start to finish, this movie is like 16 hours and it's all action. It's like 24, except he goes to sleep in the middle. Like, it's all action. There's really not a wasted second in the movie. Well, I assume he sleeps at night.
I guess he sleep. But you, that wasn't thing. In the movie.
No, you don't. That's the point. You don't even see him in his house. Like, there's no.
We don't even know if he has a house. He could be an unhomed person.
He could be. He could be. We don't see anything about Sandra Bullock, her family. We only know that she's like a bad driver who's getting a lot of speeding tickets.
You didn't need to.
Well, I think that part of it is like she has to have a story like, oh, she's a bad driver. The second movie, there's a lot about her
being
a bad
driver. We really explore that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway. It's like her sick. So Keanu Reeves gets on the bus. There's a bomb on the bus. It gets activated, and he ends up climbing onto the bus, says that he's a police officer. There's a gunman, inadvertently shoots the bus driver. Bus driver lives, right?
Yeah.
They get him off the bus. And but because the bus driver has been shot, we have to have people taking control of the bus, which now cannot go less than 50 miles an hour, which I think this was one of the greatest works of science fiction imaginable, to think that you were driving a bus in Los Angeles traffic at 10 a.m. and seemingly on a weekday, and were able to even get to 50 miles an hour once.
What's really crazy about this is that they never like clear the highways. Like, you watch car chases all the time in Los Angeles. It's the number one like car chase place in the country.
Yeah.
And they clear off the highways in no time. This bus could have just been going back and forth on the same road, backwards, forwards, you know, the wrong way, the right way, for hours. For some reason, they don't clear off anybody. Like, hey, no mind us. It's just a bus that's going to blow up with a huge bomb and kill everyone on the road.
Yeah. So in what was it, 1993 was the OJ White Bronco chase?
94.
But that was okay, so that was 1994. So it was what, June? So this is so interesting.
The next week.
Yeah, it's the next week. So you have the this movie that just comes out about, okay, we have this bus that we need to, you know, get, you know, clearance on the Los Angeles highway system. And then the very next week,
yes,
OJ, the police are able to completely, it proves that it can be done. They clear everybody off the highway, so OJ can just, you know, drive around in the White Bronco with Al Cowlings. And so do you think that in any way these two things are sort of symbiotic in nature, Akiva?
It's an amazing question. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure this came up in 94. So the movie comes out Friday, June 10th, and the OJ chase is Friday, June 17th.
In 1990, both in 1994.
94.
Yeah.
Did OJ Simpson watch the movie? So you think maybe he went to speed?
Is that possible?
It's
yeah,
very
had a
possible.
Very busy week.
Is it possible? All right. There's a movie. There's an article in Esquire about it. You talk for a second. I'm going to see if I'm going to see if there's an answer.
I mean, so are you saying that? Okay, so I'm talking about from the perspective of the police. So are you thinking that maybe OJ, to try to clear his mind, maybe went to the theaters to go see Speed and said, "Hey, like I know if I just get in the car, and you know, and we have a firearm, and we say we're going to do something wild." Everyone will just get out the way. There's no real life Keanu Reeves. There's no hero bonus.
Well, here's a crazy thing I read in this article already.
Yes.
When what's his name? Travin, Keanu Reeves' character?
Jack Travin.
They don't really nail his name. I think he should have a better name. Yeah. I think his partner has a really good name, if I'm not mistaken. I think Jeff Daniels, who's like seems like he's gonna be a bigger character in the movie. I wonder if he like
Harry
midway was like, hey, I'm out. Harry Temple is his name. That's a good name. That's like the lead character, not Jack Travin.
You're partial to Temple.
Yeah, Harry Temple. So when Keanu Reeves gets in his car at the beginning of the movie, it's a Ford Bronco.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's a Ford Bronco. Is it possible OJ bought that car that week?
I don't think so. Maybe Al Cowlings went to go see Speed.
It's possible. Maybe Al gave him the ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Did they see, baby?
Yeah.
That's what he told the woman taking tickets at the movie theater.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, they get on the bus. There are many different hijinks that ensue. Dennis Hopper says nobody's allowed to get off the bus. There are police helicopters that are watching them, make sure that there's no way to stop them from getting people off the bus. And, you know, that goes on for about an hour, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Bullock is driving the bus.
Yeah, basically the whole time.
Turns out she has a suspended license because she was speeding too much, which I don't know. I feel like in the second movie, all of a sudden she doesn't know how to drive.
She goes from being like the most amazing driver in the world to like she could do the hard stuff. But yeah, the easy stuff like left turns and is above her level, it seems like.
That's tough for her. At one point, the public bus jumps about, what would you say, 15 to 20 feet of missing freeway?
famous, you know, famous scene in the movie. The bus decides it's going to basically become, you know, a skateboarder. Mm-hmm. And of course, there's just missing freeway in the middle of of an LA highway.
Yeah.
Yes. And the bus makes the famous jump. One of the most iconic parts of the movie.
Yeah. Let me see. Could the bus in Speed make the jump? There's been some research done on this.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. Speed jumping, jumping the gap. Here's a Reddit thread about this. I felt like no way.
It seems like the least likely part of the movie.
Besides the fact that they were able to get over 50 miles an hour.
Over 50 and the makeout thing at the end. I feel like they would have been probably.
You think unreal. The makeout thing was that unbelievable?
Yeah, they just like, I feel like they just had such a traumatic day. I don't think that's what's going to be happening in the middle of the street. It's a long mm-hmm. makeout session also.
Yeah. Okay.
Yose's review of that was ew. He came into the room.
Yes. Okay.
I said, oh yeah, that's gross. He's like, yeah, kissing you. That's the grossest thing you could do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. According to this Reddit thread, this person wrote in 5 years ago, said, after doing some calculations based on my high school honors physics class, I found that would indeed work.
Wow.
All you would need is for the receiving side to be half a meter lower than the starting point.
Okay. So that's probably what it was, that you're jumping from a high point to a lower point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is not a science fiction movie, Rob. It's an action movie.
It's an action movie. All right. And then within the last like 25, 30 minutes of the movie then ends up taking place after they get everybody off the bus, that they find out Dennis Hopper was filming them. They like loop the video, classic movie trope. They looped the video. Yeah. Luckily, they did it while Dennis Hopper was going to the bathroom. It was a well-timed or not so well-timed for the Hop Man bathroom break when they flipped mm-hmm. the video over. And they end up going on to like an airport runway, and then they're just driving around the runway. The bus does crash into a plane and blow up. Hopefully, nobody was on board that plane.
Listen, there's a lot of collateral damage in movies like that.
A lot of collateral damage.
As long as our heroes don't die, it's fine. Yeah.
Although, you know, compared to Speed 2 Cruise Control, very minor collateral damage here.
Speed 2 Cruise Control is just devastation and destruction.
Yes.
And so okay. We'll get into it. A lot of deaths.
Yes. And then ultimately, then they bring everybody like to the hospital. Dennis Hopper puts back his police uniform on and then is able to then get the money that they left out for him. And then also kidnap Sandra Bullock. He gets Sandra Bullock to actually go get the money. And then I don't know how they took their eyes off the money, right? You think
bad job by them.
Bad job. And then kidnaps Sandra Bullock and goes into the subway system. And then ultimately there's a chase between Keanu Reeves and Dennis Hopper, where ultimately Dennis Hopper is killed after he opens the bag of money and it has the paint. What do you call that?
Like the money
exploding paint.
Paint,
yeah. And exploding then paint. Ultimately we get where Keanu Reeves and Sandra Bullock, they end up grossing out Akiva when they kiss, and mm-hmm. Jack, when he finally has the chance to have a moment with Annie, Sandra Bullock's mm-hmm. Annie, he says, I have to warn you. I've heard relationships based on intense experiences never work.
Never work.
And what's
if you meet
say?
Somebody? Yeah. If you meet somebody like
on Survivor,
in a hostage situation, on a reality television show, it has a serious failure rate. I mean, we didn't even mention, by the way, the Hop Man loses his head on the train, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
very gruesome. This is an R-rated movie.
Yeah,
the sequel's PG-13, but mm-hmm. And also people I think forget that the bus is really like less than half the movie. Like people know about the bus. But it's elevator, bus, and then a long train scene.
Yeah.
And ending on the street. Like the climax is on the train, not on the bus, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of the climax, Akiva.
Yes.
So Jack says to Annie, I've heard relationships based on intense experiences never work. And yep. Annie responds, okay, we'll have to base it on sex then.
Mm-hmm. Great joke by Sandy B.
And Jack says, whatever you say, ma'am.
Yeah. All righty. And then there's a bunch of people just watching them make out in the rubble. Yeah. You get the 90s ooh. They don't make that noise because not a sitcom.
But people in the movie theater did, right?
Do you think movies should have had more sound, like laugh tracks?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you think that would make movies go better?
I think so.
There's really no movies with laugh tracks, but it worked for like the biggest like dud TV shows become like a B when you add the laugh track.
A small laugh track on comedy movies. Like maybe I just like get the audience going.
Let us know when to laugh. Especially at the beginning of the movie. Like, you know.
Yeah, it could be subtle.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
It elevated, you know, young Sheldon and
mm-hmm.
Two and a Half Men or whatever. It's you hear people laughing.
Don't make it obvious.
Bring laugh tracks to movies. People are taking laugh tracks off. Oh, no, we want to do documentary style like The Office and Modern Family. No, bring laugh tracks to movies. Mm-hmm. That's the move.
But are there any funny movies?
Well, no, because there's no laugh tracks. You don't know when to laugh.
Bring comedy back.
We are bringing comedy back. That's true.
That should be the next thing we figure out, how to bring comedy back. But
there's going to, like, 4 days from now, we're going to get a tweet like, this movie's got a laugh track in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll claim that it had been the works for years. But really, it's mm-hmm. some PA listening to this. The movie ends with what you said, that relationships based on trauma or whatever don't work. Smash cut to like the beginning of Speed 2 Cruise Control. That's how it starts, right?
Yeah.
That's what they spoke about at the very beginning.
Okay. So, all right. Speed 1 phenomenon still holds up. Yeah. Great movie. All the flowers for Speed 1. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cut to 3 years later, Speed 2 Cruise Control, a big bust, reviled Speed 2 Cruise Control.
4% on Rotten Tomatoes. It made some money, but it was extreme. It was one of the more expensive movies ever made at the time. It's wildly expensive. I mean, the boat is expensive, and the key scene at the end cost just tens and tens of millions of dollars.
Okay, so talk me through this a little bit. Okay, who's back for Speed 2? Okay, director is back.
Jan de Bont is back. Yes,
Jan de Bont. Did Jan de Bont do anything else?
Yeah, he makes Twister in between Speed and Speed 2.
Okay. All right, Twister.
Good. Another, I don't know if you're a big Twister guy.
Yeah. I feel like that was maybe talked about as one of the commentary movies.
I would love to do a Twister commentary. I think we should.
Does it hold up?
Yes.
We get a lot of tornado warnings around here.
It's not as famous as Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Like, people would probably have to watch it with us, or maybe they wouldn't have to. They'd go know what's going on.
I don't know if I'm feeling Twister as a commentary movie.
Okay.
I've never really seen it.
Well, I think you'd like it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Twister's good. It's pretty simple.
I think it might be hard to do a commentary movie if I don't know what's happening in the movie. Like, I'm trying to like watch it for the first time and then do commentary with you.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. It's more important that the audience has seen it, but I think that's a good call.
Yeah. So
his career basically ends with Speed 2. He doesn't do much after. Oh, he wasn't a young man.
I mean, he directed or is a producer on Minority Report in 2002. That's a pretty big deal. He directs Lara Croft Tomb Raider in 2003.
Yeah, now he's slowed down for the last couple decades.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So he's back and he wrote Speed 2 Cruise Control, right?
Yeah, he's one of the writers.
One of the
Graham Yost, who made Justified.
Okay.
Is the credited writer for the first one, but I read that they had a last second rewrite from Joss Whedon, who he doesn't get the credit, but really wrote most of the first movie.
Okay.
Even according to Yost.
All right. And so, and of course, Sandra Bullock is back as Annie. No sign of Keanu's Jack.
Jack is mentioned in the first line of the movie, basically, and then never again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So we find out that Jack and Annie did date in the Speed cinematic universe. But again, as the prophecy foretold, the relationship did not work out, fostered under extreme circumstances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One time he got her mace
mm-hmm.
for her birthday and she thought it was perfume and she sprayed it and went to the emergency room.
Mm-hmm. Now, again, I mean, Keanu Reeves seems to be aware of the dangers in this world. Wants to, like, hey, here's some mace, just in case the hot man comes back.
She wanted
a lot of maniacs out there in the Speed universe.
We don't even know Sandra Bullock's profession, I don't think, right? Like, in either movie. I don't think we learned it.
Yeah, very limited backstory for Annie. Basically, we know her dating history a little bit here. she is going for like driving lessons here. She's trying to, she's trying to get her driver's license, which I thought
it must have been like, they must have taken it away.
Yeah.
After speed one, even though she, I mean, really, she should have gotten 10 driver's license. She did such a good time.
Right. But they should have just given her an honorary driver's license after speed one.
Mm-hmm. Like a driver's, like a key to the city, but for cars.
Right. It's like, you drove the bus and kept, you know, a bunch of people alive. Here's your honorary driver's license.
Imagine she's at the, she's at like the DMV and she's like going to these driving classes. Like,
yeah,
I'm the most famous driver in this whole city.
Right. She gets maybe pulled like over. It's like, do you know who my ex-boyfriend is? Let me see. You ever hear of a guy named Jack Travin? Like, what? You were with Jack Travin? Like, yeah.
It is very strange.
You want to know who my new boyfriend is?
Yeah, it is very strange that they make her do that at the beginning and at the end of the movie. She's like, it starts and ends with her taking driving lessons.
So kinda crazy. Okay, so she's taking driving lessons, and at the same time, we are following a police chase. Okay, and in the police chase, we meet Jason Patrick's character. He is Officer Alex Shaw. Apparently, he's in the SWAT team.
Yeah, or Suicide Squad, she calls it.
Now, a Suicide Squad, I thought those were bad guys.
I guess they're the good guys. Whatever. It's a complicated question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Suicide Squad, that's like, you know, the Joker and, you know, that's... So is a Suicide Squad the same as a SWAT team?
I didn't know, like, that police departments have Suicide Squads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but maybe that's what they used to call them back in the day. The SWAT team. Maybe SWAT team was trademarked, so they had to call it that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Everything that when I Google Suicide Squad and SWAT team, it's all things about how like in the movies the SWAT team tried to stop the Joker.
Yeah. So the SWAT team goes up against. It's like SWAT team versus Suicide Squad. You're saying.
Yeah. It's like I guess if Batman can't get there, they call the SWAT team to try to take on the Suicide Squad, but. Doesn't work.
Well, isn't SWAT like a popular CBS show? They have like some SWAT shows.
Yes, and Suicide Squad. I think it would
be, they'd be more popular if they were called Suicide Squad.
Yeah, but again,
Suicide Squad LA.
Warner Brothers would sue them, I think. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Right. And so that she ends up stumbling into, she basically like crashes into like a whole big police chase that her boyfriend, her new boyfriend, who she thought was a bike cop. She thought he's riding bicycles on Venice Beach. He actually is riding motorcycles for the Suicide Squad / SWAT team.
He was a liar. He told her that he's a beach cop and really, you know, like a Paul Blart, but for the beach. And really, he is in the Suicide Squad.
And she vowed that she would never date anybody who had a dangerous police profession again after how things went with Jack.
Yeah, she made a vow. And somehow did not know her boyfriend's job. How long have they been dating? Is it a year? We don't know.
I want to say it's like 6-7 months.
Okay.
This was a very specific vow. The vow was not like, hey, no more law enforcement types. It was specifically no people that are in the dangerous parts of the police. Like if you, you know, want to be like a crossing guard or something like that, fine. Yeah. Other than that, no, I'm not gonna, you know, I can't mess with that.
Yeah, it's interesting, but, so he has a dangerous job, probably friends with Jack, right? They probably,
think so. I mean, do you think
they probably know each other?
Do you think that he reached out to Jack to like, talked about like the famous bus driver? Like, do you think maybe he saw her picture on the news?
Possible. Like, hey, you don't mind, right? Like that's your ex-girlfriend. He's like, nah, go for it. You know, we broke up. It's, we're on good terms.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I'm not sure what the, I don't know, bro code or police code says about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the Suicide Squad code.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Annie is like, that's it. I've had it with you. She's real mad.
Yeah, but he does, if your woman is mad at you, there's one way to get her back on your side.
If there was ever a day that your wife found out about your secret job, or your girlfriend, secret job,
dangerous
job. Make sure you've got cruise tickets in your back pocket.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you really had the tickets, or do you think it was like, all right, now I got to go buy the tickets?
you think he had dummy tickets?
Yeah, Yeah, it's like, this is like break glass in case of emergency. Like,
yeah, if I ever get caught, all right, keep the fake cruise tickets in my pocket. And then, okay, and then I'll have like a bug out bag of like, okay, go buy cruise tickets.
It's a good plan by him. So yeah, and she's no longer mad because she, after all she's been through, this car chase, the whole speed
she
thing
last
couple
years ago. She does deserve a vacation. I don't know
if anyone deserves one. It's, yeah. Never. He was married to his job. That's why he couldn't date Sandra Bullock.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there fighting crime 24/7 by himself without the help of the rest of the department. And, you know, Jason Patrick, I guess, is less committed. He's willing to go on a cruise.
He's willing to take some time to get away with Annie, unlike some people.
Yeah. Alex Shaw is Jason Patrick's name. Kind of a forgettable name. Mm-hmm.
No relation to Hobbs and Shaw.
I mean, it's possible. That would be funny if it was like based on the IP from Speed 2 Cruise Control. Mm-hmm.
Do we know Jason Patrick from anything else? What is he famous for? I know the name more than what he's known for.
I remember hearing from like the kids in school when we were in seventh grade or eighth grade or whatever it was, like, oh, he's going to be in. Maybe there was like McConaughey rumors, because I see that there was talk about that, like McConaughey doing Speed 2, but obviously that didn't happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we don't really know him from much. He's after this. He's not really in. He's in a lot of like things, but he's not the star. He's been in almost no television at all. He's almost never done. He's in himself in an episode of Entourage, and he hosts an episode of SNL. But he's almost never done
any TV.
What
does he host SNL for in 97 after Speed 2 Cruise Control?
No, he hosted it in 94. I don't know. Like,
what had he done?
He was in Geronimo and American Legend with Gene Hackman and Robert Duvall, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. He's cut out of the thin red line. I don't know why he hosts. It's him and Blind Melon.
Hmm.
94. I don't know what he's promoting. It's a good question. He's not in anything in 94.
I don't know. Maybe he knew somebody.
Is that what it was? Just like,
maybe he won a contest.
Is that how SNL works? You just like, you call in some favors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that might be fun to go through and come up with, like, who are the, like, most, you know, random, like, how did this person...
Sometimes just people who aren't famous, but, like, they're going to be, like, the third lead in some new Star Wars movies or something.
Mm-hmm.
But this is random. Yeah, he's going to be in Sleepers. That was kind of a big movie. I don't know if you ever saw Sleepers, but that did really well.
Maybe they thought he had a lot going on. They thought he was a hot prospect.
I think that's probably what they thought. Like, this is going to be the new hotness. But he even, like, didn't, you know... I don't know if we're going to blame him for it or not. We might, but I think he also realized it was a clunker from the get-go.
He was the lasting millage of Hollywood.
I mean, Alex Ochoa is thrilled you call the lasting millage, but yeah.
Yeah. Is he a five-tool actor, Jason Patrick? What are the five tools?
I don't think so.
Looks,
charisma. Yeah, looks he's got.
Charisma.
Humor, like comedy.
Humor,
chops.
Right.
Dramatic chops.
Body.
Body. Well, looks and body are different.
Yeah, I think you have a good face, or you have like you know, there's probably some guys out there that have you know, a good frame, but mm-hmm. You know, so
how's
face.
His frame? How's Jason Patrick's frame?
I think it was fine.
His grandfather was Jackie Gleason, so you know, maybe that's how he got the SNL gig.
Okay.
Yeah, Lauren, we do Jackie Gleason's grandson this week. So I was like, mm-hmm. whatever.
Yeah.
94.
Okay.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Let's talk about life on the ship, because we very quickly, it's time to go on the boat. And we meet Willem Dafoe, who plays the villain. Now, it's possible here that, you know, that Willem Dafoe's character here, you know, had to walk so the Green Goblin could fly.
Does the Green Goblin fly?
The Green Goblin does do flying. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So how do you pronounce it? Is it Willem Dafoe?
It's spelled Willem. I think it is pronounced Willem. Yeah.
Okay. Willem Dafoe.
Don't add us. We don't care if it's William or whatever.
Wait, what had he done by this point?
I feel like he's the bad guy in a lot of movies.
He's the bad guy in a lot of things. Yeah. But I mean, this is, I think, pretty early on in his career. Speed 2 Cruise Control. He's the English Patient. Yeah.
He gets an Oscar nod for Platoon.
Okay.
He plays Jesus in The Last Temptation of Christ. Shadow of the Vampire was his second, but that's after this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is peak Dafoe time, honestly.
He was Jesus?
I've never seen that, but he was Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty good, you know. Pretty good.
You don't think he can play? You don't think he can pass as Jesus? His hair is pretty wild in this movie. He's kind of the young man's hair still.
I mean, if I was the casting director, I don't think he'd be my first choice.
He's in The English Patient.
Okay. So, yeah, here he is, because he plays a lot of villains now.
Yeah, he's mostly a villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so he's going to be the villain here in Speed 2 Cruise Control. And then famously will be playing the Norman Osborn / Green Goblin in 2002's Spider-Man. Also was in Edges of the Lord. Shout out to all of our coverage of Beyond the Edge.
Are those connected, Edges of the Lord and Beyond the Edge?
That we talk about all the edge lords and edge ladies and edge people that are watching Beyond the Edge, listening to Jenny and I's coverage.
Yeah, so he is in a lot of Spider-Man movies. Ultimately his legacy at this point.
Yes. Okay. It doesn't get too much pub for Speed 2 Cruise Control. And yeah, he's got some weird stuff going on that we first see him that he's mad about his golf bag.
Well, it's a very good tell. He's very like angry and he's Karen-ish at the beginning of the movie. Like, hey, I asked for my golf bag, which I'm sure is like filled with bombs and other bad stuff. But Jason Patrick makes a great observation. That's why he's the best of the best when it comes to the LAPD. He's sitting at the bar later. And he notices he's not watching like the PGA Championship or whatever that's on the TV, which any golfer would be glued to it, of course.
See, I wanted to ask you that. Is that a thing that just because you play golf, like, do you have to follow golf on TV?
It's a good question. Mm-hmm. I think there are probably plenty of golfers that don't watch golf.
Yeah.
But I think if it's like on and you're on a static ship and you're like, you're by yourself, there's nobody with you.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your eyes would at least glance at the TV once. He seemed totally disinterested.
Because I kind of feel like that there's probably a lot of people that like, you know, are going out and golfing, but may not like, aren't glued to their TV on a Sunday to see, you know, a major.
I mean, there's a lot of people who like a specific sport, but then don't.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Like they like playing it. They don't watch it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, by the way, Annie and Alex have, we're just really setting up the movie. We're not going to go completely like, you know, shot by shot here for the rest half. Cause honestly, we couldn't, it's, there's too much going on, but Alex and Annie for a, you know, officer on the SWAT team, starting to wonder if maybe he's on the take because this is a really nice, cruise room.
I mean, he saved up all his money for, you know, this one.
Mm-hmm.
he caught it, you know, his mouth wrote a check that he had to now cash after he promised her a cruise when she was mad.
I wonder if he's gotten some hero bonuses.
It's possible. Maybe that's how I hadn't thought about that, but it is. I mean, I don't think cruises are that expensive.
I feel like that maybe the cruise isn't that expensive, but like, but what I always hear about the cruises is like, if you want a nice room, that's like very expensive.
Oh, you want a room that's livable. That'll be extra. Okay. I didn't know.
Like, I mean, I've never been on a cruise. We talked about this recently, right?
Yeah.
A cruise is overrated. And that this was like, they had a really like a, look like a, you know, king size bed in this room.
Not bunk beds.
Anyway. So, by the way, Annie also, you know, back when, and we don't know a lot about her character, other than, you know, the Jack said to her, hey, you know, we should not, you know, base the relationship on intense experiences or that doesn't work. She says, okay, let's base the relationship on sex. I found Annie seemed very, very thirsty on the cruise.
I think that's what cruises do. I think they make people like in the mood for stuff.
Is that right?
I have no idea.
The motion of the ocean.
Listen, she's been at it for years, trying to get her driver's license, trying to recover from the PTSD of being the driver on the bus that couldn't slow down. She's just looking to kick back and have a romantic trip with her nude beau.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. She says at one point, I need you to boogie with me.
There's a lot of innuendo. We could have cut 20 minutes out of this movie just in like innuendo and nothingness.
Right.
This movie is 2 hours long, and like an hour in, the boat is already heading for like climactic. It doesn't make any sense how long this movie is. I kept being shocked looking at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of innuendo here.
A lot of innuendo. Also, he's kind of like a lone operator again, Hop Man wasn't in Speed 1.
Willem Dafoe.
It's like most of these jobs are multiple person jobs.
Yeah. So
really going at it alone.
Willem Dafoe, just to give you his background, spoiler alert, he's the villain. He worked for the company that made the software that cruise ships use, and I guess that the company got sold, or they fired him and they didn't give him credit, and so now he's hacking in and is going to, it wants to crash the cruise ship. But is he looking for money? There's like diamonds on the boat. Is he trying to steal the diamonds? Like, I feel like that his motivation, at least to me, were never clear.
So I think it's more revenge. I think it's like with the hot man, he just wants $3.7 million in a bag of cash.
Yeah.
With Dafoe, he's a disgruntled former employee, similar to the hot man. But what does he want? I don't think we know.
Unclear. Also,
I would argue, Rob, that Dafoe gets what he wants. I think even though he, spoiler, dies at the end of this movie, I think like if he hates the company so much, like destroying their best ship or whatever, and like causing all this chaos, which is going to be like hundreds of millions of dollars in lawsuits, he probably gets what he wanted.
Probably. So do you think, Akiva, we talked but 2 weeks ago on the podcast, overrated, Robin Akiva properly rated, about the Titanic. We're talking about another cruise ship in 1997 here, okay? Did Speed 2 Cruise Control prime the pump for the Titanic to come out later this year? In the same way, Speed 1 primed the pump for OJ and Al Cowlings to hit the 405.
Crazy to think about, but the crash scene at the end of this movie is probably like certainly more expensive than any one scene in Titanic.
Had Speed 2 been the global phenomenon that Speed 1 was, would people have been tiresome of, you know, water tragedy by the time Titanic rolls around?
Yeah, people, James Cameron would have been like, hey, you know, Leo, Kate, they're the kings of the world. They're coming out with this movie. It's Titanic. And everyone would be like, oh, Speed 3?
No.
Like the prequel to Speed?
And you think potentially was there some sort of like a disgruntled ship designer back in the HMS Titanic days that was like, you know what? They didn't give me any money. They didn't give me any credit. Like, I'm taking the ship down.
They gave me 20 cents to build this ship.
Yeah.
I'm the main guy who built it. They gave me 20 cents.
They gave me nothing.
Well,
they gave me nothing. Yeah. Okay. But
that's an amazing theory.
Interesting, right?
So, So you think, like, well, there's all these theories, like, I crashed into an iceberg, whatever. Like, what if just some disgruntled employee
They got speed-tued.
They got speed-tued. I honestly, I hope they reopen the investigation at this point.
Open it back up.
This is the best theory that's ever, yeah. It's not too, like, I want a deep dive into every single person who worked on this boat.
Mm-hmm. Or, at the very least, let's explore it in the film Titanic 2, : Cruise Control.
It's crazy that they're sitting on all that Titanic IP.
Mm-hmm. Hey, James Cameron, I've got a suggestion for you.
Yeah, cut out Avatar. No more.
At least one of them. It's got like nine coming up.
No, Avatar 9. Let's scrap Avatar 9 and make Titanic 2.
Put us for one Titanic 2, : Cruise Control.
It is weird. I know Avatar probably made a little bit more money than Titanic, but nobody mm-hmm. cares about Avatar except for one person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we don't
and
need
even
to
if that's the real person, we don't even know who's real.
Yeah. But anyway, so... Yeah, and also the Willem Dafoe character also has another weird tick. Like he has some sort of like medical condition, and I'm not sure if it's terminal, and that's why he's sort of acting out. We see a lot of pill bottles, but he does something else a little unusual, Akiva.
What does he do?
He covers his body with leeches, and he travels with leeches who allegedly take the copper out of his body. Not the cops and not the Dennis Hopper from the last movie, but copper.
Is that why he got fired? He had like a blood issue and he missed a lot of work.
Or
so
maybe
they
caught him with the doing the leech stuff. Like
is the Hopper doing the leeches again at work?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? One more. We called HR already. If he does this one more time, I think we have.
Well,
cause
this is
to fire
this
him,
is HR Defoe, not Hopper.
Sorry, Defoe. Defoe, like. We have cause to fire him, I think, at this point. Alex Shaw. No, Alex Shaw is Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
What's this guy's name? You know his name? Geiger.
Geiger. Yeah, Geiger counter. Right.
Yeah, we're gonna ax this guy if he brings leeches to work. Well, imagine if a guy next to you is just like getting leeched all day.
I mean, Akiva, so you work in an office environment, all right?
Yeah.
So
open space, baby.
Open
if
space.
I, you know, sneeze, everyone hears it.
And so, all right. So you're in the office and mm-hmm. the guy next to you, cubicle mm-hmm. over. Is leeching at work. Okay. Is leeching. Can you go to HR or is that like a sort of a, does that fall under like other various like medical issues? Like,
I mean, if he has a real medical issue.
Yeah.
If it's like, it's one thing. If it's like, hey, my doctor said I have to do this fine. If it's like, this is like relaxing for me to get leeched all day.
Yeah.
Probably different. I mean, no, I'm not an HR narc. I would never go to HR. I'm not telling them.
I think it's an interesting
smells.
Conversation.
I'm not telling them anybody. Yeah.
Of like, even if it's like some sort of like alternative holistic medicine of like, hey, yeah. I need to get leeched five times a day.
Like, and, hey, can you do the leeching like maybe before work, your lunch break, and then after work or something like that?
Right. And you know, these types of issues like come up with other like other things, whether it's like other medical issues or you know. Other things that, you know, that people might need to do at work.
I mean, I guess it's how legitimate is it, right? If it's like doctor ordered, it's fine. But if it's like, I just love the feeling of leeches on my body, maybe mm-hmm. it's, you know, I don't mm-hmm. know.
Yeah. So he travels with his leeches. He never like leeched anybody else. I kind of thought like at some point, like, okay, these are Chekhov's leeches. At some point he's going to walk. Cause a couple times like people like walked into his cabin and like, oh, you shouldn't be in here. Like get in the tub. You're getting leeched.
The leeches, maybe like he's about to shoot somebody and the leeches all bite him. And he mm-hmm. like misfires the gun or something. That would have been good. But yeah, the leeches don't really play a part.
All the leeches died, unfortunately.
R.I.P. to the leeches.
R.I.P. to the leeches. The band UB40 is in this film.
Why?
Are you a UB40 guy?
No, I'm not a UB40 guy. There's a lot of reggae music in this movie,
yeah.
But why is UB40 in
well,
here?
Well, UB40 was famously an English reggae band.
Yeah. I didn't really notice them, UB40.
Yeah. They had big hits like Red Red Wine, mm-hmm. Make Me Feel So Fine.
Yeah.
Can't Help Falling in Love, the Elvis Presley cover, and I Got You, Babe.
I Got You, Babe.
Mm-hmm. Could we get Jack Fox to do any things for us? Could he do a reggae version of the mailbag theme song?
We'll ask him. I don't know if anybody wants that.
But UB40 is the actual, they're singing I Can't Help Falling in Love With You. And I think that they do the soundtrack for Speed 2 Cruise Control.
There's a weird thing where the soundtrack got released like recently. It was like held up for, not a joke, like 25 years and then it got released.
What? And when you there's were listening to every album? Soundtrack.
Yeah. There's a score and a soundtrack. Yeah, imagine if I had to listen to Speed 2 Cruise.
Yeah.
Because there is a lot of music in the movie. There's yeah. like the score's going the whole time and it's a 2-hour movie.
Yeah, okay. Now they have Shaggy on the soundtrack. My Dream.
The score was officially released in June 2010, so 14 years after. The score. It was released, it was sold by La La Land Records as a 3,000 unit limited edition album. I wonder if it sold. Mm-hmm. Filmchecks.com gave the release 4 to 5 stars, saying it was their yeah. finest offering.
Okay, so basically, we're getting that Alex is going to propose to to Annie in this movie. Now, again, this is maybe this is what turned off the audiences. This is one of my theories of like, you know, OK, you couldn't have Keanu Reeves. OK, so basically we're casting like another guy. Would it have been better if he was playing Jack?
That's not a bad call. I think he's it's like watching your mom and like a stepdad a little bit here. You know, it's like Keanu Reeves is my dad. And like Sandra Bullock is, you know, is like the woman we love. And now she's with another guy. And oh, he's much worse. You know, we didn't upgrade.
Yeah, I don't know if he's much worse. Like, I feel like, in fairness to Jason Patrick.
You think Jason Patrick is better than Keanu Reeves?
I mean, certainly not his body of work as an actor. But here in this film, like, he's exactly the same. Like, Keanu Reeves, like, do you feel like the Keanu Reeves had, like, a great performance in Speed 1?
No, I mean, it's honestly one of the weakest parts of the movie. I think Sandy has, like, he does a good job with the scenes, with the action parts. He's a good action star. Right. First of all, I read that his good friend River Phoenix sort of died, I think, during filming. And then like, the director's like, all right, I'm not going to ask him to do anything hard because, like, he's in a bad place.
But I think
he does nothing in the first movie. I think
it was, like, plug and play. Like, if Jason Patrick had this part in 1994, like, I think that Speed 1 is pretty much exactly the same.
It's a good point. It's a little tricky, but I think you're probably right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't think that it was like, oh my God, like Keanu Reeves is like, and look, maybe people are like, F you, Rob.
He has likability that Patrick doesn't have, but I agree. It's not Speed, ironically, is not Keanu's best role. Right. Basically,
this is like an NFL offense. And it's like, you know, we're plugging in a guy, maybe not a superstar, but as
Matt Castle comes in, you're still going 11. Yeah,
Jason Patrick is certainly, you know, 80% of Speed Keanu Reeves. And I wouldn't say it's for The Matrix or Bill and Ted or some of these other things. Yeah. But I mean, like, there's not a lot of depth to Keanu Reeves' character in Speed 1.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay. And so, I don't know if they would have had him play the same person. I don't know. People don't tend to like that. But the fact that there's like so far down the road, like it's not even like she's just meeting him in this new movie. She is like down the road of like they're getting engaged. And it's like, where have we been? We missed all of this. It's like you took out Keanu Reeves and plugged in this guy. And now we're getting engaged.
Yeah. Yeah. I want at least a montage of like what's been going on since we last, saw Sandy. Mm-hmm. I agree. What if they were brother and sister?
Interesting.
There's no romance. There's no like make out scene or no, at least they, now it's like it's they, not being replaced.
They needed all of the all of the double entendres and everything. They would lose too much.
We would have cut 20 minutes of the movie. It would have been better. Or how about this? Keanu dies in like a ridiculous fashion.
Yeah.
Off screen between Speed 1 and Speed 2.
Mm-hmm.
And this is his little brother.
Yeah.
And he's like bringing her comfort.
Yeah, maybe
and now it's like you can't dislike him because it's Keanu's brother.
Okay. Open on like a news report of like, it turns out that the madman, Dennis Hopper, had one last trick up his sleeve that night.
Was he the Joker? Like, after he's dead?
Yes. He's in the Suicide Squad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so he then, we read the news report and then we see like cut to 3 years later. Like, oh my God, that was the worst day of my life. And then she's like, I'm finally dating again.
It's a pretty good idea, honestly.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so yada, yada, yada. So Annie and Alex are getting together. Willem Dafoe, he's got a plan. He's going to be taking over control of the ship. Akiva, I would thought that you were probably pretty excited. There's a point where Alex sneaks away from Annie, who is laying in bed, so that he can go off and do some skeet shooting on the boat. Mm-hmm. Did this give you some biathlon vibes?
Again, another scene that could have easily been cut. I don't know what's going on here. Why we need to see him skeet shooting.
Mm-hmm.
Did it bring something? Was there like a callback to the skeet shooting later?
I think
like
they we needed know he guns. They, later on, they needed to go get the skeet shooting guns.
Okay, but I mean, we see in a one of the more famous scenes in the movie, we see Sandra Bullock with a chainsaw. We didn't like establish a chainsaw before she gets a chainsaw.
Well, I think every cruise ship has to have a chainsaw.
I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess, but not guns.
Yeah. There's a lot of like meeting the other passengers on the boat. I think that most significantly, there is a family who has a daughter who is deaf. We find out mm-hmm. that Jason Patrick's Alex can speak sign language and has a rapport mm-hmm. With this girl, 12, 13 years old. She will be in danger later in the film when she gets separated from her family. Also, her dad is a major a-hole.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't appreciate her.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't appreciate her.
After the movie.
He's like yelling at her at one point. He's like, was that what you're wearing? Is this what you're wearing? That you look trashy. Right? He was like, had a problem with her outfit. It's like, you're not wearing a jacket. I'm not going out with you dressed like that. Like, dad, lay off.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, so Willem Dafoe takes over the boat, sets off fire alarms. He wants everybody to evacuate the boat. Again, I don't really know what the hell is going on there. I think he just was mad at the boat. He didn't want people to die.
I have no idea what that was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we want everybody to evacuate the boat. But then Jason Patrick's character realizes that the deaf girl is not on the boat. And so he's going to go back to save her. And then a bunch of people can't get onto the lifeboats because of then there's too much commotion.
I have a take. I really, other than the girl we just discussed, I think everyone on the boat is a miss. Like, we could lose every single person in this boat. I could care less, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The Titanic does a good job of like, oh, there's Kathy Bates. There's these people that are like funny or whatever. I don't care about anybody in this boat. They should have had like bigger names. This movie has a massive budget. They couldn't get a couple like solid.
No.
Couldn't even get me like, Gilbert Gottfried, you know, like no, like, no. Like even like B level, like comedy, yeah. You know, like bit part things for some
speaking
humor.
Speaking of comedic actors who've died recently, Mike Haggerty is one of the people that has a role on the boat. That he is a guy. He's like an every guy that you see him in a million things. I think that he's the headline in his obituary is called him a friends actor.
Mm-hmm.
He had has a mustache, curly hair.
Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah,
but they should. They're all misses. There's nobody who has any personality on this boat. It's a 2-hour movie that cost $150 million, but they spent no money on the script or anything.
Yeah, and so, Jason Patrick is trying to stop Geiger from crashing the boat. But they can't slow it down. The boat's on a collision course with a mountain.
So the bus had to go fast. The boat has to go slower, but they have to figure out how.
Well, they have to slow. I mean, they
really the boat shouldn't have been able to slow down. Also, they should have stayed. What's the theme of these movies? It's mm-hmm. called speed.
Mm-hmm.
The boat is not really. There's no speed involved. They should have stuck to a theme.
The Makes boat no was sense. Going too fast. They needed the mm-hmm. bus to go faster. Yeah.
Yeah.
Overall, like, I feel like that if you could just steer the boat, like, it doesn't matter how fast it's going, like, just like make it not crash into the problem was not the speed. It was the course.
Yeah, they didn't respect the IP at all here. That's my problem.
Yeah. OK, so basically, like, the next hour and change of the movie is just figuring out other ways to potentially slow the boat down. And the Willem Dafoe's character at one point is going to kidnap Sandra Bullock because that's what always happens to her.
She always gets kidnapped. That's her thing.
I mean, I've seen her in two movies, and the same thing happened to her in both movies, that a madman ultimately kidnaps her. That is just like, what are the chances that one person gets kidnapped by two madmen? Like, without any connection. It was not like that Willem Dafoe was like acting in vengeance of the hot man.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
yeah,
the odds of that have got to be worse than getting struck by lightning twice.
It's true. She is the least lucky person in the world.
Mm-hmm. Like, what are the chances in 3 years she's been kidnapped by two madmen? And I'm not talking about a madman when, you know, you find out that somebody had a wife and kids the whole time while you were dating them. I'm not talking about that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, what are the chances?
I'd say pretty slim. We could calculate them, but pretty slim.
Pretty slim. Has this happened to anybody?
Been kidnapped twice? Probably back in the heyday of kidnapping, like the early 20th century. I'll say it did happen plenty of times.
Why was that the heyday? Because like the Lindbergh baby?
Yeah, some rich guy's baby. And then like you're like, I just want the money. And then you do it. All right, but now I'm kidnapping the baby again and again. Mm-hmm. I'm sure their babies get kidnapped 5-6 times.
Yeah. Maybe. Is there something about her? I don't want to blame the victim. Is there something about her that like is just speaking to kidnap me?
I don't think there's anything. I think she's probably one of the wrong people to kidnap.
Unlucky.
Tough.
She's just in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Yeah. Bad timing. But I think you shouldn't try and kidnap her. I think she's good at getting weaseling her way out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She gets away. I mean, more with her own guile in the second movie.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, you know, I got to give the credit to Jack. She is able to like disconnect. The it was a boat that could split in two. I didn't even know they had such a thing. I mean, that was a rookie mistake from Willem Dafoe. If you're kidnapping somebody, you never kidnap in a boat that can split apart. You should always have the person you're kidnapping tied up. Mm-hmm. And then you should never
know a lot about kidnapping.
Well, I'm just saying this is kidnapping 101.
I didn't know you took that class.
Yeah, I know like basic, this is like basic general information. You're kidnapping mm-hmm. somebody, especially if you're not if they're not tied up. You never kidnap in a vehicle that can just like a lever like split apart.
No, you can't do that. Okay.
Like you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't kidnap somebody in like a motorcycle with a sidecar and then put the person you're kidnapping in the sidecar and then not have them handcuffed where they could just like whoop.
I mean, it's really bad luck if you think about it for Dafoe mm-hmm. that he planned this whole thing out for years and then has like Sandra Bullock with all this experience stopping madmen on the boat.
Yeah, any other person would have been in shock. She's been through this before.
Mm-hmm. Terrible luck. You should really look through the manifest next time. Like, hey, any you know famous heroes from Los Angeles here who maybe like already stopped the madman mm-hmm. and are going to stop me? And then, oh, no, I'll wait for next week's ship. Sorry, can't mm-hmm. do this one.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else that you want to highlight here from Speed 2 Cruise Control?
So let's talk about the end, because I think a lot of the middle is like a slosh and it's like tough to get through. Okay.
So basically, that at one point, the cruise ship is going to crash into an oil tanker and explode. They get the cruise ship to not crash into an oil tanker. And now it's going to just like, but they can't slow it down and it's headed to land, and they put like anchors in, but they still like it's not slowing down.
Yeah, I mean, so I think when it's just an action movie here, it's just set pieces. This movie's much more fun. Like mm-hmm. when there's no dialogue at all, and we're just watching like the boat like split through stuff and almost crash into one giant naval ship and then into the island. Like that's actually well done. That's what's weird about this movie, Rob, is it's a terrible movie with a 3.99 on IMDb and 4%. Fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, but movies like that normally have no redeeming qualities, where this movie has really good special effects.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's bizarre.
Yeah,
it looks good, right? The scene at the end is really well done.
So my hypothesis here is, if this movie is not called Speed 2 Cruise Control, if this movie is called like let's see, what would be a new alternative title for this movie?
Boat. What about the boat?
Boat. I like Collateral Damage. Mm-hmm. You know, let's just call it Cruise Control. This movie is called Cruise Control.
Mm-hmm.
Starring Sandra Bullock and Jason Patrick. It is not in any way canonically attached to the Speed IP. I think this is just a forgettable Yeah. I mean, does it do $150 million at the box office? Probably not. But I don't think it's reviled. It's not hated.
Yeah. No, if it's just the cruise ship movie and it crashes, I think it's like, ooh, it's like a, you know, forgotten classic.
It's a summer fun popcorn movie.
Yep. Summer fun popcorn movie. 100%. Yeah.
And it's, you know, probably just, you know, a forgotten relic of, you know, 1997. But is it like nominated for worst picture of the year at the Razzies?
Probably not.
I don't think so.
I think I'm watching this movie in ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I remembered like more about my experience seeing the movie and who I went with, but I don't remember. But I did go to see it in the theater. I remember the like being a wild scene. It's like really cool to see on screen when the boat crashes.
The boat is
into
just
the
crashing
island.
Through. What country are they in? Is this Italy?
Saint Martin. I think it's Saint Martin.
Oh boy.
Yeah, Caribbean. Okay.
The boat is just like plowing through, like taking out buildings, cars, roads.
Billions of dollars in damage.
Billions. A global event.
Yeah, this would be, imagine like the videos if you could have it now on YouTube. Like, it just, and it's funny because like people just see this boat 2 feet away as if they wouldn't have heard it earlier. It's sort of like slowly making its way through the whole town.
Mm-hmm.
And like, and then like a kid keeps looking up like, oh, a boat. It's like, oh yeah, you see the boat. And then like the boat, the ship is 2 feet away and like the mom moves the kid to like another side of the apartment.
Yeah.
This ship is like bigger than 10 houses. I don't know how that worked, that like everyone was able to survive by just going to like the right side of their house away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This boat was splitting neighborhoods up. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Could they have sunk the boat at sea at any point?
They tried to attach it to the ground, right?
They tried to attach it to the ground, but like had they actually sunk the boat? And even if all the lives lost, I guess, can you put a value on lives? Probably not. But I think probably a lot of people also died when the boat crashed into the land.
They could have blown up the boat, like bombed
could
the boat.
They? Yeah. Could they have done that? Could they have radioed in, hey, like drop a bomb on this boat? Like, get the, where's the Navy? Can they just like torpedo this boat?
Where is the Navy? I guess it's like international waters here. Like, I don't know.
I guess so, but I think that the U.S. Navy can. Gotta be somebody around here.
That would have been much more viral if, like, it would be a little like snakes on a plane-y if, like, in the trailer, towards
the
end of the trailer.
Did they have no radio? Was that part of the problem?
Maybe he cut the radio transmission. But, like, what if. Because it doesn't seem like anybody's trying to help them. Like, even the naval ship has no idea they're about to be hit by this giant cruise liner. Like, how viral would it have been if it's like, in order to stop a boat crashing into St. Martin, like, we're going to need to bomb the cruise ship or something. Like, and then you have to like drop.
You would think like that the Navy, it's like, boy, we got a cruise liner coming landbound. They're coming in real hot. Let's try to radio them. Like, no response. All right, let's intervene.
Yeah, no, nobody tries to help them. It's really Jason Patrick and Sandy Bullock against the world.
Mm-hmm, against the world. Okay. And ultimately, Jason Patrick, that he has to go after Sandra Bullock, that there's a scene they go on a seaplane at one point. Also, Jason Patrick has to steal a boat from somebody. I believe this is a person. This character was the same person that Keanu Reeves stole his car back in the original Speed 1. What are the chances?
I'd say zero.
Yeah.
Chances were probably zero.
Right? Right? It's the same guy?
I think it is the same guy.
The same guy. And he's like, what? I can't believe this is happening again. Like, yeah. Like, again, what are the chances that you and Sandra Bullock are both in the same place at the same day?
Small town.
Yeah. Earth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then ultimately, Willem Dafoe, like, kind of like lands his plane on, like, the, like, I don't know, like, the, like, an antenna.
Yeah.
And then he thinks he's like, ha, 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 this is great. But then he explodes. And then also,
anytime a villain says, ha, 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 that's it. Right. We're toast.
He explodes. His plane explodes. And then the boat he's on explodes.
Yeah, a lot of explosions.
I mean, you would think hundreds of people lost their life this day.
Even when the boat just crashes. First of all, we don't see, they do a bad job of making the cruise ship feel like it has more than 20 people on it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We never just see like extras on the cruise ship.
I think, yeah. Even before the fireworks stop. Yeah.
Yeah, you'd have to assume hundreds of people die in the cruise ship.
Right.
The second they crash into, with no warning, into the pier, lot of people have to go. Everyone in all those stores and restaurants and apartments, they're toast.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the death toll here is in the hundreds. This guy mm-hmm. is like a huge terrorist. It's crazy.
Yeah. They stop Willem Dafoe. And in the midst of like all this loss of life and destruction, Alex thinks, okay, it's finally time. He had an engagement ring in his pocket the whole movie, under the water, going through all sorts of different battles, kept that ring in his pocket and says to Annie, hey, you want to wear this for a while?
Their dialogue is so bad. I know that's why they say Keanu doesn't do the second movie, the script sucked, but like the dialogue is so clunky and wooden and terrible. That's why the movie gets better when they're just crashing and stuff and things are exploding. Every conversation that Jason Patrick and Sandra Bullock have is cringy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not Sandra Bullock's fault. So either the dialogue is horrific or Jason Patrick is one of the worst actors in the world, or maybe both.
Yeah. And that's it. It's basically the end of the movie.
Yeah. So never Speed 3. Everything gets rebooted, but they never rebooted. I think you do it with Keanu and Sandra Bullock. You blow out Speed again. Maybe they're kids.
All right. Blow out Speed again. All right. So let's talk through then. Okay. So people hated Speed 2 Cruise Control, which in a vacuum is fine.
I think a boat might have been the wrong choice.
Boat,
I
wonder so much. A boat was the wrong choice.
It should have been a train. I know they did the train in the first one, but maybe the whole thing on a train, you could go from car to car. Mm-hmm. It could be a lot going on. A train or a plane, I think, would have been the best choice here.
I think, what if they were in the UK and it was a double-decker bus?
Double-decker bus. All right. Because a lot of times for sequels, people like to go to the UK or
right. So overseas take it to the somewhere. UK, and again, it's copycat crime. And now it's a double-decker bus. And at some point in the film's climactic point in the movie, they have to go into a tunnel.
Mm.
And we're going to lose the top. The tunnel. That was a Seinfeld movie.
Okay, fine.
And we're going to lose the top deck of the double-decker bus.
Okay.
Yeah. I think we got to stay on buses.
Always buses. So the key to Speed is the buses.
Always ABB. Always be bussing. In this movie,
what about the tube?
Speed 3. This is the tagline. Yeah. Speed 3 is bussing.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
What about, I mean, you know what? You remind people about Speed 2? Should we just rename it?
All right. So then it's called Speed Back to the Bus. Back to the Bus.
Back to the Bus.
Mm-hmm. Speed Back to the Bus. We're bussing.
Poster is Sandra and Bullock and Keanu Reeves have their back to like the us. And it's like, oh, who could it be? But it's how exciting would that be if they reunited?
It's huge because now they have to go 55 and they are 55.
Wow. That's pretty good. Pretty good.
Might be older than that.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock. They might. What if they have to go 60 and they are 60? Because Bullock was born in 64.
Yeah. So Keanu is 57.
Yeah. Now they're
the same age. They're the same age.
They're the same age.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So maybe we should wait until they're 65 both, because that's the speed limit, and that's the name of the movie, Speed Limit.
Rob.
Yeah.
I think you friggin' nailed it.
Speed Limit. They're 60 and they're celebrating and they got back together and it's both of their 65th birthday. Okay, think about it.
That's kind of crazy. Well, you know, 65. Sandy has a movie coming out this summer. I'm not thrilled about it now that I see it. It's called Bullet Train.
Bullet Train. Okay.
Five assassins aboard a moving bullet train find that their missions have something in common, and it's Sandy and Brad Pitt.
Okay.
I mean, Sandy will be all the way back after this, and then we'll get her and Keanu. I'm sure Brad Pitt and Connor are friends.
So that's plan A. That's plan A. That's if we could get Keanu and Sandra Bullock back for this. Okay. Speed Limit. Okay. But that being said, like, let's just entertain a world. Okay. Now we get the IP that it is a pass from Sandy and it is a pass from Keanu.
Oh, no.
All right. What are we doing?
Who are we asking?
Oh, I don't know. Let's not even worry about like the talent attached. I think because I think that really with Speed 1, the screenplay was the star.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did great casting, but nobody knew Sandra Bullock in 1994.
Yeah. And it's Speed 2, the boat essentially is the star.
The boat is the star. And really, you know,
the
boat should never be.
Nobody
the
wants
star.
To take credit. No.
Right. Right.
I mean, Titanic is the boat star or
the biggest star in the world. Leonardo DiCaprio is the star.
Mm-hmm. And, what about Billy Zane?
Yeah. I mean,
rank the villains. Zane, Defoe, Hopper.
Dennis Hopper, one. Billy Zane, two. Mm-hmm. And then Speed 2 Cruise Defoe. Control, Defoe, third. But let me tell you this. Let me give you, write this down, okay?
Okay. I'm right. Can I type it?
Jason Patrick as the lead of Titanic. Movie is a huge bust.
Yeah, nobody's disagreeing. The movie makes nobody even remembers
that. Yeah, James Cameron's career is over.
Okay, Good Will Hunting wins Best Picture probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
over Titanic.
Yeah, that's it. They never let James Cameron make another movie again. They never let him on a film set again. If Jason Patrick is the lead in Titanic,
yeah, he's probably banned from Hollywood. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, speed. Okay. New Speed movie, all unknowns.
Yeah.
We're bussing.
Yeah.
Okay. But what's going on?
I think I know where you're going.
Well, no, I don't know where I'm going.
Can I pitch this then?
Sure.
Could Jason Patrick be the bad guy? Maybe not the main bad guy. We're, you know, Fast and the Furious experts, and there's always a bad guy on top of the bad guy.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe like Jason Patrick is the first bad guy, or maybe he's the big bad. So we're not asking a lot of him acting wise, you know?
I mean, wait, should we have the speed multiverse?
Yeah, we could have a speed multiverse, of course.
We could multiverse it because then, and then what if Dennis Hopper and then Willem Dafoe, and then you brought them into the multiverse, and then they could be talking about, I don't know, how did I get here? And then you basically explain to them, and Willem Dafoe is like, wait, I'm not going back to my universe.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really good. But I mean, and you don't even care who the actors are. You're saying in Bus and Bus.
Yeah, I don't really care. But maybe we can, if we could get Defoe back and have the speed multiverse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be pretty big. I think so. But okay, so we're bussing, but what's different about buses now than in it's 2022? Buses are different.
Could the buses be automated? Maybe it's a Tesla bus nobody's driving it?
What if the bus got hacked?
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
Bus is hacked.
Yeah, maybe it's we open in any town USA and we're got a giant scissors and we're cutting the ribbon of we are proud to announce our first metropolitan area with driverless buses.
British accent.
Okay, so we're going in the UK?
Mm-hmm.
Are they beating us?
That's where you want the film to be.
Well, if it was with, that's what they should have done for Speed 3.
Okay.
Or Speed 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that ship has sailed.
Cruise control. No more ships. Yeah. Yeah.
But that, okay. So we're any town USA first.
Okay.
Transit authority with driverless. This is emission free. That this bus is the perfect environmentally friendly people mover in this metropolitan area. Okay. Nothing can go wrong.
No.
Yeah. But guess what?
What? Somebody goes wrong.
No, this is it. The old bus driver, because the villain always has to be a disgruntled former employee.
That's true. That is the one constant.
He was going to get his pension. They fired him the day before he was going to get pension.
Oh my God. The day before?
Yes. Crazy. Yes. Then they replaced him with an automated system.
Mm-hmm.
So you have disgruntled former employees. You have hacking into the software that runs things.
So he's really against the machine.
All of the themes of the Speed trilogy are there.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Damn, I love it.
And so,
what if we get Sandra Bullock for a cameo? Give her a couple mil.
Yeah.
Beginning of the movie, she's driving wrong side of the road because it's the UK.
But that we're not in the UK.
Beginning of the movie, we're in the UK.
She's trying,
just with this caveat.
Yeah, that would have been a great bit in the Speed original 3. Speed 2, where they would have taken our idea and done it in the UK on a double decker bus. And then they're like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm driving. Like, you're on the wrong side of the road. It's driving into oncoming traffic. It would have been, it would have killed.
Yes.
Yeah. But here, I think we're just in like a, and maybe it's like it's like 2026.
Oh, so it's slight future. I'm up for slight future.
In the slight future. Mm-hmm. And what's going on? Why do they, so they hack the, and then they can't slow it down.
Yeah.
Is that just the same thing as the first movie? Like what, how do we get the speed element in there?
I think maybe the bus is like, I mean, should it be that it can't get slowed down? Like if it slows down, it explodes, or. I mean, what if it's the opposite, where if it goes above 50, it explodes, or. I don't know.
So
a good question.
Let's see. It has to keep going at a certain speed or it will explode. I mean, I guess, you know, sometimes these movies, it's like, you know, is the average like a 20-year-old that's going to see, do they even know the plot from the first movie? You could just do the same thing again.
You could do the same thing. What if there's just a bomb in the bus and like everything's locked, like the hacker locks the bus. The glass is like bulletproof. You can't get out no matter what. So they're like trapped on this bus and it's going to explode in like 90 minutes. It's like 24. There's a ticker.
Yeah. Okay. I like this. And could the bus have to be powered because it's in a renewable energy? Do the people that are on the bus have to pedal?
What? Everyone on the bus has to
pedal? Think about it. Because this city pledged, okay, we have our driverless, environmentally friendly bus. So you get on the bus and it's free. You got to pedal.
That's wild. I didn't even know that was a thing, but that is a wild idea.
I mean, it's 2026. Yeah, and we're in an energy crisis, Akiva. I don't know where you've been. Turn on the news sometime, okay?
I will turn on the news oil. Later. Okay.
All right. How are we moving people around in a environmentally friendly, conscious way? Pedaling the bus.
Love it.
Okay. And now everybody's got to be like, hey, people are like, I'm tired. I need a break. Like, well, sorry, ma'am. You have to keep pedaling.
Pretty wild.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pedaling.
Push the pedal to the metal. That's another tagline.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're doing a lot of the PR firm, like the marketing department's work for this.
Yes. Yes. Ready. Okay.
Zendaya, Lucas Hedges.
I don't know if we can get Zendaya. I think we need to get like another newcomer. Maybe we have one of the people.
Beanie Feldstein. You think we get Beanie Feldstein?
I don't know. Maybe. I think anything's on the table. Once they hear the screenplay.
Okay. Yeah. They'll be in. And no one's saying no. And you're saying no to this, you're firing your agent when it comes out, when you see how good it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And so. Oh yeah, they gotta just keep pedaling, and then you know what? How are they gonna ultimately, you know, stop the hacker? Because basically, if they stop pedaling, keep going, everybody.
Jeez.
And maybe we need to get like a motivational speaker on there to pump everybody up to keep pedaling. But they're getting tired.
Tony Robbins, maybe like the like there's a screen and Tony Robbins comes on.
Yeah. And maybe they need to I need a case of Red Bull in here. We got to keep these people like it's too dangerous. They can't have that much caffeine.
Wild.
Mm-hmm. Like, and we need energy drinks stat.
And we get Red Bull as a major sponsor. We're not even gonna have to pay for this. This movie's going to be.
It's not even like that. They could get like, you know, professional cyclists like onto the bus to keep going because like all the doors are locked from the inside.
That would be good. What if one of our two stars like is a Lance Armstrong type, like he won the Tour de France, but then he got caught doping and he lost all his titles. Mm-hmm. And now like this is his chance to redeem himself. He's going to cycle the whole bus. He's going to be like the chief cycler. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that maybe I could see that. I'm a little confused on like what the message is if it's like we're saying it's, hey, it's okay to be.
Well, we're pro steroids, so that's fine. Yeah, you could blood dope.
Yeah.
Cycling. It's not the Super Bowl.
Okay. Is this officially Speed 3 or this is Speed colon pedal to the metal?
Speed colon. Well, no, I thought it's Speed colon back to the bus.
Back to the bus.
Tagline, yes. pedal to the metal. There or yes. Like the top, like
push
the
top pedal there, to the metal. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, this movie is bussin'.
This movie is bussin'. Well, that'll be the announcer in the trailer. Like this movie is rated B for bussin'.
B for bussin'.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I think we got it.
We
save speed.
People want us to do spec scripts. Well, we pump them out once a week here. Like this is a $1 billion franchise. We just put life back into.
Yeah. Okay.
What's the rights? I'd like to buy the rights to this.
Okay. All right. We'll see if the IP is available. Keep anything else about speed before we get to the mailbag.
I think we really exhausted the topic. It would be interesting to see what would have happened if Keanu was here. Would this have been a maybe just a meh movie. I do. Roger Ebert gave it a good review. He must be the 4% of people that actually like this movie. He just used the word sensual, which was one of my 10 worst words. Well, this movie sensual.
In what way?
I think he liked watching the boat. Like,
what was the quote?
It's a pretty wild. He gave it 3 stars out of 4. The quote at the end is when pleasure boaters somehow fail to see a full size runaway ocean liner until it's 3 feet away from them. He likes that. Movies like this embrace goofiness with an almost sensual pleasure, and so on a warm summer evening do I.
Oh my God.
He was a freak.
Yeah.
Freakiest freak of the year.
Perhaps. You said Roger sensual Ebert. Was one of your 10 worst words?
Hate it. Yeah, I hate the word sensual. You like it? People don't even want me to say it right now, I bet.
Yeah, I mean, I never heard you say it before. So,
well, it's not a word I try and say.
Mm-hmm. I didn't have an issue with it prior to this,
and now you hear it, and you have a problem with it.
I don't think I'll ever get used to you saying it.
Well, I'm never going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
For all the money in the world.
Yeah. Okay. But people agreed with you. They said that was very don't say that word anymore.
I didn't get a lot of feedback on the word sensual, honestly. let me know let us know in the comments and stuff. If you hate that word like I do.
We will be back with the mailbag for this week. Unfortunately, we do not have a Jack Fox reggae version of the mailbag yet.
Fortunately.
Yet. But this podcast is not going below 55 miles an hour anytime soon. Don't go anywhere because we'll be right back with this week's mailbag right after this.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
The remix jingle, time for another, just like the sequel to How I Met Your Mother. Rob and Kiwi need a podcast, it's pretty established. Could have any guest like Tiffany Radish, they could take the podcast to great heights, appearing on Seth Meyers, the king of late night. You've given me and Phil hours of laughs, because we know that you watched the whole 2 hours of Cats. What? I can't believe how painful it is. I really, really wish that you were taking the piss. That means joking around, that's just British slang, just spin the wheel as fast and furious as you can. It's sublime. I'm running out of things to say when I'm writing these lines. My name's Jack Fox, but I think that it's time to pass the mic to Phil T. This spins around. Go ahead.
Okay, it's Phil and Jack Fox. Rob and Kiwi got games like Jack Fox. It's Rob and Akiva need a
bing bang.
Rob and Akiva need a
bing bang.
So now it's me, Phil T. So pull up a chair and listen to Akiva talk about how he picked up a spare. Come to Rob and Akiva for barrels of banter. Not Lizzie McGuire, but I'm duffing a wanker. If you don't go and leave a 5-star review, you can catch these hands back to Timbuktu. Watching S3F7 on HBO. If you hate, then it's L plus ratio. They've gone and watched Seinfeld. They've yet to watch Scum. Talking to my two dads. Well, where's my mom? Where's my mom, dads? Dads, where's my mom?
Kiwi, you're going to drive, right?
Well, I forgot, yeah.
Okay. Well, we forgot at the start of the show, and then we said, okay, all right, well, when we come back and do the mailbag, okay, Akiva's going to drive. And so, once again, we will find out once and for all if Akiva does indeed know how to drive.
Should we just do it next week? We forgot.
I think it's fine. Honestly, like, I was going to say, like, we should probably take it off the wheel anyway. Let's just burn it here.
You want to? So how do you burn something off the wheel? How does that work?
Just do it for the mailbag. And then if it's a disaster, it was just the mailbag.
All right. Well, in theory, if I'm driving the mailbag, does that mean you're reading the ideas?
No, you're doing everything. I'm the passenger.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Wow. But you're like a passenger, but you're taking a nap. One of those passengers.
I'm not. I mean, I'll be very active. An alert park. I'm navigating.
Very active.
Yeah.
You, what do you mean you're navigating? Like, you've got like ways open
to decide
who's talking.
Yeah. Here's what's going on. You're Sandra Bullock.
What's her name in the movie? Annie.
You're driving the bus. Yeah. I'm Keanu Reeves slash
you always
Jason Patrick. I got a million other things going on. I got to fend off anything else that's going on.
Shooting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just, keep the show going, keep the show moving. Well, don't let it drop below, 50 jokes an hour.
Okay. Now, if I'm Sandra Bullock and you're Keanu Reeves slash Jason Patrick, who's the bad guy?
Dennis Hopper.
Well, we found ourselves
hot shot.
We found ourselves a bad guy.
So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Chester, what's going on? Chester's on the mailbag with us.
Mm.
Alex Chester. I mean, you think
who's the other Chester? Chesters? I don't know.
The other Chesters, Chester McLaughlin, the old DT for the early 90s Kansas City Chiefs. He's a big fella.
Chester A. Arthur, I feel like, is always a favorite of yours.
Yeah, we love Chester A. Arthur. Was he in our presidential basketball game, Chester? He drilling.
Well, they all were.
I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You went to lunch with another Chester today.
I went to lunch with Sammy Chester today. That's true. Anyway, we got Chester. Usually record on Saturday. Chester's not available. I figured we'd have him come on. It's been a while. I have to let you know, Rob, he almost bailed on us as we were starting.
Okay. What do you mean?
He's like, first of all, like, what are we doing here? And he listens to the show every week. And I was like, it's like the mailbag. He's like, but I wasn't on the first half. I'm like, well, we do that plenty of times. Not like the last few weeks, but we've had dozens of guests who were like only here for the mailbag. He was like a little overwhelmed, even though he's been on hundreds and hundreds. Like, what have we done? 500 episodes of 32 Fans? 600? Plus 120 Patreon episodes.
I feel like when somebody comes on the mailbag, there's something they've earned it. They won something.
You've earned it. This is a lifetime achievement award. You've earned it. And then he let me know. Mail.
Where's my 5-timer hat or shirt or whatever?
Have you been on the show five? I don't even know if you've been on 5 times. Were you on that list?
I mean, I was thinking about this earlier. I feel like that Chester's last appearance on the podcast had to have been TV theme song bracket 2. I mean, he had the two TV theme song brackets. He was on for Family Feud.
Classic.
That's 3. Is there a fourth one?
He was on the roast, but that's not like a full appearance.
You never did the mailbag before? We never had Chester on a mailbag?
Have you never done a mailbag?
A mailbag special just like this?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think he's been on more. Remember. Anyway, now you get your hat.
Okay.
But then he wanted to bail like 2 seconds before we started. Because he was going to go.
We're not going to say why.
I can't say why. Let me say why.
Say it.
Can I guess? You want some of them hotter or colder?
Yeah, I'll give you 3 guesses. I'll give you 3 guesses. Where?
Okay. That he.
Wait, Rob didn't hear. Oh, okay.
No, he wasn't on yet.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I have like a three guesses, but I gotta start. Mm-hmm. So I guess that he was going to, and it makes it sounds like it's something like illicit. So
not like illegal, not really.
I guess.
Not do anything illegal,
right? But maybe did he? You have tickets to something?
No,
I am going to a concert tonight, but that's okay. After the brief.
Who are you going? Who's tonight? Some 90s band, probably. Chester's never heard of any music from last 30
older,
years.
Older than that.
Older than that? An 80s band.
The Rolling Stones?
Much, much older than that.
Who
You're
is
close.
It?
Yeah.
How
Bob
old?
Dylan? Who? The Rolling Stones? Who is it?
It's who?
The who?
Yeah. Pete Todd's at like 75 years old or whatever he is.
Okay. Wow.
Listen, is that the I'm Garden?
It's at
you
the Garden,
be,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be youngest person there.
Yeah.
That's fine.
You're going with Dr. J to the Garden? Okay.
And some friends, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rob, if you had a free ticket, if you had a free ticket, would you go to see Pete Townsend at the Garden?
No.
If you were in New York?
No.
I
mean, like, how much would you pay me?
Most people there are paying.
Yeah. You'd have to pay me to go.
Yeah. One of the great rock bands of all time, Rob. You don't like them?
Yeah. I mean, famously. Rob,
are you a pinball wizard?
No, not really. I wouldn't. With all due respect to Greg the pinball stand, I don't even know if pinball is that fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to say, if we're talking about The Who, which apparently we are now, I happen to love the music of that song, mm-hmm. but the lyrics. I should Google it. There's got to be some deeper meaning, right? The song isn't literally about a guy playing pinball.
Now,
right?
I heard recently on a podcast that I think this was Chester's take, and Akiva agreed of that both would be fine if there was no more music. If
no
we
more
just
music.
Stopped making music.
At least for a while, so we could catch up.
That would be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine. We have enough music.
It's enough.
Enough. Yeah.
There's you could if you know how they say like you could eat a different restaurant three times a day in New York City and like never repeat? With music, you do that. You could never hear that. Like, there could stop being music, and you could still never hear the same song twice if you didn't want to.
Okay. All right. So Chester is not having tickets. Am I hot or cold?
I'm just going to tell you what it is.
Okay, great.
Because I don't think, because we're not giving you clues.
Why don't you just tell me what the answer is?
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
He wanted to go to a Russian bathhouse, see some other guy's testicles.
What do you mean? I'm still going as soon as we were finished recording here.
But he wanted to leave early, go to some Russian bathhouse.
See, I don't even know. What is a bathhouse?
It's like a sauna.
A sauna?
Yeah,
there's like
there's other people in
there's
there.
There's a Schwitz. No, there's different rooms. There's hot, you know, there's water, there's dry.
How often do you go to the sauna?
I've never been to this particular establishment, but, you know, that's I like to have new experiences.
How's the COVID in the sauna? Is the sauna good or bad? Because, man, I don't know. Maybe the heat is bad for it.
I feel like the heat might kill the COVID,
Listen,
honestly.
You're getting a disease. If it's only COVID, you should be
sick. That's true. I mean, so you frequent Russian bathhouses. Chester.
No, I've never
been to this one.
I mean, I've been to some of the Korean ones. They had one in Queens called Spa Castle or something. It's fun. There's like all different, you know.
Would you go to a Russian bathhouse with me?
Hmm.
Yeah.
You'd go. And so like
you gotta wave a Ukrainian flag though.
I don't think that's how it works. I think they'll kick you out if you do
that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And why is it? I don't think it's like Russia, the country. I think it's just like that's who the people who invented the bathhouse, probably.
Okay.
Rob, would you go to a bathhouse with me?
I don't think so.
Would you go with anyone? I guess not with me.
I don't even. I'm still unclear what I'm doing there.
I don't like being hot. Like, I'm the guy at work who's like always lowering the AC.
I mean, if it was.
Why do I want to be hot?
If it was mid-February and you could take me to a hot place, okay, I'm into it. But overall, the idea is kind of unappealing to me.
How much does it cost, Chester? How much does it cost to go to a Russian bathhouse?
I have no idea. He gave me the address. All
you
he gave
like
me was the address.
Bucks? Well, look
I
at
will
this.
Tell
look
you this.
Money because goes to events without even asking like if it's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
What is $500?
If I walk in the door if I walk in the door and he asks for $200, I'm turning around and leaving. Obviously,
you're turning around. You're
like
leaving. Your
what's your ceiling? What's your bathhouse ceiling?
What's the bathhouse ceiling?
I will say $88.
$88. Now, are you nude in the bathhouse? Do you wear a bathing suit? Are you in a towel?
I'm pretty sure it's I'm pretty sure it's gender segregated. So I think you're not wearing anything.
You're not wearing anything.
Do I have to be nude? So. What if I want to wear a bathing suit?
Yeah.
People will bully me.
Everyone will probably make fun of you. They'll call you bathing suit McGee or something.
Bathing suit McGee.
Like, yeah, I don't want, like, and you're going to go there with me? You're going to stare at my testicles and then do a podcast with me the next day?
Oh, that's what happened. Yeah, as Rob joined the chat before,
yeah,
he heard the word testicles and reacted,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. No, this is all news to me. Did not hear that part. I thought you were testing the microphone. Testes.
Testicles, testicles, one, two, three. Yeah.
All right. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Rob and Akiva go to a bathhouse. That is not on the agenda for a meetup.
Take a bath, but bathhouse, nobody mm-hmm. suggests.
Listen, I'll come back in 3 hours. I'll tell you how it was. All right?
Let us know. Let us know if we would like, because you know what we like. Usually it's like not leaving the house, not being hot.
You know what? Honestly, you could just tweet it out. Like, well, this podcast isn't even going up for a couple of days, and then we'll just get the report, and then we'll know.
Nobody else will pay attention. Yeah, although Chester did delete Twitter this week. So
Did? You're off?
No, I took the app off my phone.
Oh, okay. You're spending too much time on it.
Mm-hmm.
Too much doom scrolling. It's depressing.
Yeah, yeah. Boy.
If everyone was only talking about Renap, I'd be there for it. But you know,
do you think that doom swiping would be better?
Doom swiping? Like, oh, I just need to like go out on the Tinder date tonight. I'm just doom swiping.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's just like the endless scroll. I feel like that may be the swipe. Maybe that's TikTok.
Doom swiping.
The more swipe or a scroll. Is it, if you have to go up and down, is that always a scroll, or is it a swipe is left right?
Up to down is scroll.
I think you're right. Yeah.
Right to left is swipe.
Vertical is
what's
scroll.
What's the cross one? What if you're going like upper left to bottom right?
Diagonal?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I don't think there's a word
it's like
for
making
that.
An X.
I don't think there's a word for that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Well, there's not an X.
What do you have? A circular shaped phone?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm driving here, everybody. Here's what's
in
going
a ditch.
On.
Yeah, the car's flipped over.
Rob,
yeah,
we're gonna do the mail. Chester, you ever see the movie Speed?
No,
you'd love it. Never saw Speed
One?
Not Cruise Control.
None of them.
You never saw Speed One? How is that possible?
You should watch it on 3X. We actually liked it on 3X.
Titanic One or Titanic Two? Cruise Control.
I don't want to go backwards into like the first part of this podcast, but what is it streaming on?
HBO Max.
Okay. Should I watch it at 3X before I listen to the podcast on Saturday?
Yes, because we watch it on 3X, and I think you'll completely understand the movie on 3X.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3X.
Okay.
And then watch Speed 2 Cruise Control.
Captions off, obviously, at 3X.
No, captions on.
See, you should have come on for the first half. We discussed this. We both watched with captions on. My wife thought that was cheating.
This is the problem.
Thought it was cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the listeners, this is miserable because I'm bringing up topics that have already been discussed.
No, they love it. Yet. Yeah, they'll eat this stuff.
Well, you might have a new take, but
we're happy
the goal for us to not know what's going on? Like, we're watching at 3X. Like, what else do you want?
Right. Yeah,
should we also put blindfold on too?
How many speeds podcasts are there? With handicap? How many speeds are there?
Speed 2 is the last one so far. We've cracked Speed 3.
We nailed it. Oh, that's not Speed
3. Oh, there's only two speeds total?
Yeah.
Well, the second one was so bad, it just fell off the map.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Really know nothing about, for someone who like usually knows pop culture stuff, this is a real blind spot for you, Chester.
No, I understand that.
I like that blind spot is also a double entendre with driving a vehicle.
If it goes less than 50 miles an hour,
check like your mirrors. Off, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right? I got the gist.
Yeah. And what is Speed 2? What do you think it's? Is it on a bus also? What do you think it is?
Nah, train.
That's what you would think. Right? Yeah.
That's what you would think. It was mm-hmm. Speed 1.
Oh. It's on a boat.
Mm-hmm. It's called Cruise Control.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine.
How many knots are you doing?
What is a knot?
Knot is like a mile, but a nautical mile.
No, but then they have nautical miles. What's the difference between a nautical mile and a regular mile?
Knot stands for nautical mile.
It's not an acronym. What are you
Number
talking
one. First
what
idea
is so
of the day.
About the water? What's so special about the water that they need their own Number like one. Distances? And
I don't know. Number one.
Can I ask you the same thing about the bathhouse?
I have an idea for the wheel.
Yeah. Oh, you're starting. Let's go. Can I tell you what happened? Rob, I said, Chester, bring ideas. And you know what he said like 20 minutes ago? He's like, if I had any ideas, why wouldn't I use them on the podcast that we do, that we have to think of two ideas every week? Somehow in my head,
it's
I could
a lot of work coming up with ideas.
Because this podcast we do, I don't know if you know about this, we've done 750 episodes, is about sports. This one, not about sports. Mm-hmm. So that's a pretty good delineation.
Did we mention sports once on today's podcast? We discussed
went into
in your office for half an hour.
That's true. But we did a lot of minutes on American NBA players.
Akiva, okay. Just 32 fans during non-football season, 32 fans is about sports the same way that like Renap is about Seinfeld.
Nap is not a... What is this guy talking about?
Yeah, that's exactly my point.
If I'm driving, can I put him in timeout? Am I allowed to mute Chester?
I mean, you could do whatever you want. right, so just before we get a lot of like a Reddit thread or anything like that. So one knot is one nautical mile per hour. Okay. So knots is the speed of which you are covering nautical miles.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what's the difference between a nautical mile and a Reddit mile? Isn't that dot knot?
Okay. What's the difference between a nautical mile?
And then I have another question. If a mile at sea is different than a mile on land, then why is an hour at sea not different? Shouldn't they have like nautical hours?
Good question.
Yeah. Also that the knot is not short for nautical, by the way.
Yeah, that was a joke, I think.
Well, it's spelled K-N-O-T.
Just, okay. I mean, I thought it was a knot. It was probably short for nautical.
On the wheel at some point?
Yeah, I think we took it off.
Why'd we take it off?
Sounds like a bad idea.
Because it was a bad idea?
I think we thought maybe it might not be that exciting.
I don't think it would be exciting. I have no idea why I was ever on the wheel. I feel like it's a good bit for 2 minutes, and then it's like, why am I listening to these people?
Could have been in the variety pack.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a good variety pack idea. That's true.
Okay. All right. So Chester has an idea for us.
What's your idea?
A nautical mile is slightly longer than a land mile. 1.1508.
But what's the point?
Chester, would Dr. Jen come with you on the Renap cruise?
For sure.
There's a Russian
bathhouse. Are you a cruise guy?
No, definitely okay. Anti.
Anti-cruise. What's the sauna situation? They're running around.
You don't want to watch.
I've been on a cruise. I think I've been on two cruises. My wife's family are fans. Pre-COVID are fans of cruises.
Mm-hmm.
Were? I don't know if they've done any post-COVID. Probably not.
Okay.
Number one.
Yeah, no, I would never go. But it was also before I had kids, because like, if I was on a boat with my kids, the whole time I'd be afraid they're going to like throw each other off. Yeah.
That's my wife's fear, is that the kids falling off. That's not my fear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. My kids are psychopaths. Like, you know, they're running around always. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, my kid was hitting the other kid with a broom tonight.
Your older ones are much more responsible than you are.
Yeah, but I have two boys. They're nuts. Those guys are crazy.
But the older ones are also taking care of the younger ones. So
Would your kid ever run after the other one with a broom? Or my kids
a
like
a broom? I don't want to say they wouldn't.
You haven't seen it, but it's in the realm of possibility.
I wouldn't have thought it was possible,
but then I saw it tonight that they're attacking each other with brooms.
Yeah. Okay.
Like sort of good natured, but then like a lot of violence also. Mm-hmm. You know, I never had a brother. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, number one, Chester, what's your idea?
No, I my idea is that you do Renap, but instead you do it at 1.14. What is a nautical mile?
1.15 land miles. Yeah. Okay.
So now how do we
1.15
do that?
1.15x.
Is everybody listens at 1.15 speed?
I love being a guest here for the mailbag because I got to hear the intro at 1x speed.
Yeah.
And I got to really appreciate the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I hear it every week, but I hear it at, you know, slightly faster.
Yeah, Phil T's genius. You know. It's harder to hear.
Yeah. We're trying to see if Jack Fox can do it over in reggae.
I don't think that'll work out so well. Mm-hmm. Can we get Jack Fox next week for the mailbag?
Mm-hmm. That would be huge.
I think we could get Jack Fox. Okay. Remind me.
On that. Sing the intro, then he comes out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah.
We can close that with Fipsing.
But that wasn't even, you can't say that was number one.
Yeah, Chester pitched an idea.
What was the idea?
Nautical?
There's no idea. I pitched nothing.
Okay, fine.
It was a joke. It was a throwaway.
No, 1B.
Yeah. Akiva came back to it like four times for some reason.
1B is from Chloe G. It's called Robin Akiva Play Would I Lie to You. Would I Lie to You is a British comedy game show. Blah, 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 blah. They take out a fact from their life. I'm punching up this idea.
Okay.
Here's my idea.
Punch up.
I think this is fun. I'm just telling you, no, I like this. I'd put this on the wheel right now.
Okay.
Two truths and a lie.
What's the idea?
Okay.
Would I Lie to You? Were two truths and a lie, something like that. With a lot of RHGP podcasters, so they're coming on.
Okay. Can I ask one a question? Time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is the difference between this and what Corey B and Karen from Canada did about 100 episodes ago?
I think it's basically a sequel, but here we're doing it with people we know. We're having all the RHGP podcasters come in. Like a conveyor belt, one after the other. They come on, they'll tell us
telling truths and lies about their own personal lives.
Something about them, in other words. Something about themselves, and we have to guess if they're telling the truth or lying, me and you. We're the detectives. I think it's a good idea.
I'm sure it'll be fun. Do we?
Like, and we could have Latanya, human lie detector, if she's up for it. So here's one of the things. We had you, Latanya, the human lie detector. She wasn't always available to do the podcast with us. So here it's like, if she's available, great. If not, no worries. We'll have her on another time. But this is another, like, a vehicle for her to try out her human lie detector-ness.
Yeah. Okay. So what's this one called?
Well, if she's on, it's called the human lie detector. Otherwise, it's called Two Truths and a Lie.
Okay.
The lying episode for now, we could call it on the
wheel. The lying episode.
The lying episode.
Okay, fine. You want to put that on the wheel?
Not the lying down episode. That was Family Feud 2. It didn't work.
It's all the episodes for you. Turn your camera on, Kiwi.
You think I'm lying down right now?
You're not sitting up?
I'm like leaning. I'm leaning. Like Passover night.
Yeah, you're a leaner. Yeah. How is this night different from all others?
Are you? Are we putting this on the wheel? Are you fine with
sure,
it? I don't want to force you,
okay.
But I think it's
all
a good
right.
idea.
Good. Then we'll get that back. We missed out on getting Latanya on for the human lie detector. And so you want to call this the lying episode?
The lying. For now, we'll call it the lying episode. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So here we go.
What is there's really a
ooh,
sweet
I like that.
It's yeah. very nice. Well, you only it's hear awesome. 2X.
Yeah.
You should listen to 1X. Probably you'd get all
1.15, yeah.
1.14 nautical
speed.
Nautical speed. Mm-hmm. That should be an option for podcasts. When you're on a boat, obviously that's the speed at which you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, if you're on a boat, 1.15 would be perfect.
All right, number two.
Okay, here we go.
Tell me how my driving is. I'm wearing a sign on my
okay, head. I think that Chester is distracting you from the road.
I'm getting blamed here.
All right, this does not have a suggest door, and it's called Rob and Akiva Take on Winnie the Pooh. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Winnie the Pooh is now public domain.
Yeah.
Anyone could do whatever they want with Winnie the Pooh.
Well,
so
a little respect to Winnie.
I mean, anything. None deserved. Since Pooh is public domain, you guys should do something with Winnie the Pooh. What do you think we could do? Incorporating the Winnie the Pooh
idea. Well, I thought you were going to talk about the horror movie.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh. Okay, I was going to bring it up.
What is it? H. Milne? Is that the guy's name? Or woman's name? Or person's name?
Milne or A.E. Milne, one of those.
Oh, I was right. Okay, but A's instead of H.
Well, you were wrong. Okay. You said Milne.
You think the
think
E is
no,
pronounced?
M-I-L-N-E.
No, I mean, it's Milne. You, A.A. Milne.
No, it's definitely not Milne. It's a one-syllable last name.
Let's see.
I think it's Milne.
I have an idea, Chester. Mute your mic. Go on YouTube and get the answer and then come back and let us know.
Well, hold on. Rob can be the decider. Is it Milne or Milne?
I don't know. We're guessing.
I would hazard to guess that it is not pronounced Milne. I believe it's pronounced as a one-syllable word,
you're
Milne.
You're the one on an island here.
Oh, so you're on Team Chester now?
For this, yeah.
I'll drive this whole thing by myself.
Okay, here, I'll play it right now. How to pronounce Milne. Okay. Pronounce names.
Our name
.com. Okay, here we go. All right, from YouTube.
The following pronunciation is brought to you by pronouncenames.com.
And are they a sponsor of the podcast now?
Milne.
Yeah, I keep
Milne.
But that's just the person guessing.
It's not the person guessing.
Milne.
It's a whole documentary. It's a half hour. I'm not going to listen just to hear the name now. I mean, I have to do this, you know, for the Olympics and for
do
other
sports.
Do we
have the correct
fun.
Pronunciation?
No,
of your
you
name?
Don't. You don't. She said it differently. Said it differently this time. I don't know what's going on.
Milne.
So Milne. Is there anything we could do? So, yes.
Alexander Milne.
Yeah. You want it from another site?
Milne.
Is Sam in the background? Could Sam go on YouTube and listen to how they say Milne. It in the documentary?
No, Akiva, you lost.
Milne.
I didn't lose.
Okay.
Not yet. So, yeah, they're making Winnie the Pooh horror movie. That's how a lot of people found out that the IP is back in the public domain.
Yeah.
How could Renap use Winnie the Pooh?
What are we going to do with it?
Brant Steel, Winnie the Pooh, spec script.
Yeah, Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey is a slasher film.
Do you think Winnie the Pooh's the bad guy in that movie? Like he's
looks like it.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary. Imagine like a serial killing bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Serial killing. This is dark. This got very dark very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's more of a funny idea than it would be a podcast.
Yeah.
Like, do we have a Pooh stand?
The biggest number one Winnie the Pooh stand. I mean, Winnie the Pooh, it's kind of mid, right? Like, the whole Winnie the Pooh thing.
I like Winnie the Pooh. When I was in law school,
I like him, but all the IP is about
a little house for Winnie the Pooh, out of like a tree on campus.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was like, some school in Boston.
Mm-hmm.
That's in Boston.
He's got some good side characters. Tigger, you know, I'm surprised hasn't gotten his own spinoff.
Piglet.
Piglet's fine.
Yeah, Piglet's my favorite. Piglet's cute.
Yeah.
No, Roo. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number three.
Okay. All right. That was it? All right.
Yeah. I mean, Winnie the Pooh. They don't be winners.
Number three.
That was more like Loozy the Pooh.
Mm-hmm. Sam chimed in the chat. It's one syllable.
Yes, yeah, Sam.
It's Milne. Yeah, you're wrong, Akiva.
Freaking A.
Milne the Pooh. Okay, what else?
My whole life has been a lie. I thought it was A.A. Milne.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought he had H's.
Mm-hmm.
H.H. Milne. Well, yeah, Triple H. Hunter Hearst.
What, the game?
Time to play the game? Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes, so if I like an idea.
Yeah.
I bold it, okay?
You bold it, like bold when the you idea go bowling?
No,
are you announcing that this idea is pre-bolded?
So I bold, no, basically like
156, people, right?
People, 164. People submit, done three times. People submit ideas. And if I like them, I bold them so then the next time we're on the air, I can remember. Are we on the air? I guess it's not like live. I don't know.
We're recording.
Next time we're recording, I can get like, oh, that's bolded. And then I'll like have a demarcation for like where the last time I left off.
Okay.
But here I appear to have accidentally bolded an idea I don't really
do not like.
Should I read it?
Sure.
I mean, I barely saw this idea, but it seemed kind of nuts. Okay. Alicia. Is
it possible that the idea was sent to you in a bold font? They preemptively bolded themselves.
I don't think that's doable. Now we're going to like have all the listeners try and do it. I don't think it's
possible. Yeah, as a way to... Yeah.
I don't know how you do that on Google Forms, like, but I guess in theory.
When you say that you bold an idea, so where are the ideas?
Okay, so we have a mailbag form
mm-hmm.
that people submit ideas to. Everybody.
So it's a Google spreadsheet.
It's a Google spreadsheet. It goes
but if
in,
you submit on the form with asterisks around the idea, it comes to Akiva bolded.
Now, really? See, now everyone's going to trick us next week.
Yeah.
The same way they trick us and say, this is a good idea. Trick us. Think it's a good idea. So, anyway, this idea is bolded. I did not bold it myself. It's from Alicia.
Okay.
And it's called Robin Akiva Date Some Characters.
Robin Akiva Date Some Characters.
Yeah. So she says, as I was listening to you guys get Shrek'd, She-Hulk and Tinder were both mentioned. And I thought, they should make Tinder profiles for popular fictional characters. This sort of thing, how can this be turned into a game? What if you had a guest panel and played the dating game? Listeners could write in suggestions of which fictional characters should be on the eligible dating panel. Robin Akiva would answer typical dating game type questions, like what's your idea of a perfect date? And your invited guest would take turns answering the characters, but as their assigned fictional character. And in the end, Robin Akiva, which fictional character, decide which fictional character that they want to date.
I like this.
This was an accidental bolding. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I think there's a lot of layers here.
There's a lot of layers. Ooh, what if we dated Shrek? He's got the most layers.
Mm-hmm, that's true. I don't think I am feeling this one particularly.
Me neither.
Yeah. I mean,
so it's like Cinderella, and someone's like pretending to be Cinderella, and we're like, do we want to date Cinderella or the Little Mermaid?
I think the challenge is if the questions you guys are asking,
Cinderella has famously has feet.
The universe of those characters, right?
Hmm.
Yeah, and then who's like, we got a bunch of
Is it fish improv- Ariel or like a person Ariel?
Maybe both. Maybe they're both on the panel. I don't know.
I wouldn't want to date fish Ariel.
What about Princess Fiona? It was like half the time she's a princess, half the time she's an ogre.
Is it half the time she a fish?
I don't know if it's 50-50. I'm not sure how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you got to stay within proximity of the I mean... So, I don't know. Mermaid.
You want to move to the water.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think this is that exciting.
Then you travel in your nautical miles.
Yeah. Okay. All right. You ready for number four?
Number four.
Number four.
I mean, I bet David, Ariel would love the bathhouse. Well, maybe it's too hot in there.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to be a bunch of 300 pound men. I don't know. Mm-hmm. If Sarah would feel so comfortable there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
David Schwartz. His pitch is called Renap Jeopardy. He says, Renap Jeopardy.
How many David Schwartzes do you know?
Probably like 20. Renap Jeopardy. That's it. That's the idea. And it's a great idea. Renap Jeopardy. Can you do anything with that, Rob?
Renap Jeopardy.
Renap Jeopardy.
So we played Jeopardy on Renap. I thought that was Renap Jeopardy.
This I guess would the questions be about Renap?
So is this,
well, that's the whole issue with Family Feud, right? Where we got, that was the fight.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we played Renap Jeopardy, there were questions that were about, topics not about Renap. I think that
it was an actual game of Jeopardy. We just played a straight game of Jeopardy.
I think that people would be bored. Right? Yeah, with Jessica Lee. I think people would be bored with a Jeopardy of all Renap.
Two inside baseball.
Two inside baseball. Yeah.
Nah, you guys.
Maybe
we'll
save it for the Patreon.
The more inside baseball, the better. That's what people here like.
Yeah. You think so?
Think like the Reddit and like all these chats. Like, you know, the more inside and you get, I think that's where the appeal.
But then
is.
At the end, aren't you just like, all right, we're gonna like run with like these 500 people who like the show like a little too much, and then the other people like we're just giving up on them. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know, every episode is somebody's first episode.
That's gonna cater to the super fans. I'm happy to.
You want to have an episode that people have never listened to Renap before, and this is their maiden voyage.
I mean, ideally, you know,
feel comfortable.
Yeah,
we'll put like Marianne from Survivor is like on this. She's not actually on, but maybe we'll like tell people she's on. So we get
more. Yeah, I mean, maybe a lot of people listen to the podcast this week because of the Survivor finale.
Just accidentally like put the picture of like the three most popular Survivors. On the graphic.
Yeah, so I just don't think that, like, the times that we've done stuff like this, I think about, like, with Jordan Kalish, and we went back this week in Robin Akiva history.
That
like,
didn't work so well.
Yeah, I don't think that the audience is that interested. Like, they want to be entertained, not necessarily be quizzed on how much stuff they remembered from the first 177 episodes of Renap.
That's a lot of episodes.
Yeah. And what if we find out there's nobody that's good at Renap trivia?
That would be depressing. Like, your three biggest fans, an episode.
Yeah.
And is the idea you bring on as guests just listeners?
Yeah.
I think it would be like, there would be an episode maybe where we find, honestly, it would be funnier more fun to like find our biggest super fans. Like,
yeah. First off, we'd have to waste
the level of knowledge.
We'd have to waste our biggest super fans on writing the questions. Yeah. And then like then we got like a few people to write the questions. Who's going to be left to answer them?
I guess like the haters could write the questions.
I guess so. But I don't think there's enough there. If anybody wants to send in a Renap trivia question, feel free.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll have some super fan on.
Yeah. Do we have enough for 30 good, Renap trivia questions? I'm not sure. We can't even figure out how many times Chester's been on the podcast.
Yeah, we really need like a stat boy or girl live on air. Somebody,
a stat person, right?
A stat person.
And when do we need them, Akiva?
I guess now. I don't know when do we need them. Sorry, I was too busy. See, I can't think of jokes when I'm leading the podcast.
Sorry.
I'm driving. I'm thinking about which direction to go.
Focus on the road.
I'm focusing on the road.
Hands at 10-2. Okay. Are we ready for number five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Here we go. Here comes number five.
Number five.
Yeah.
Alex's gonna have his hands on 10-2 in the Russian bathhouse later.
What does that mean?
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. Bensie Osgood. His idea is called Truth or Dare.
In this episode,
Rob and Akiva, that's us, are asked truth or dare by, I guess that was an example of a truth for Rob could be, who is your least favorite co-host? Yeah, Bensie, you know how to get Rob to say yes to an idea.
Mm-hmm.
How about what's your least favorite NFL team? I don't know. An example of dare for Akiva to say, go Yankees. Okay. Obviously, the dares and truths would range in severity.
Yeah. Okay. How about this? Let's go ahead and could we punch this up at all?
Yeah.
Okay. The idea is called Truth or Dare. What is the podcast?
Okay. First of all, I don't. Why would we put ourselves?
So we have,
in this
so we have a name. You're saying
we have a name. I do think that it is a little bit of a, you know, a titillating name.
Did you ever successfully play Truth or Dare?
What does successfully like mean?
I don't know. I feel like it was the idea.
So for you,
the game
successfully is like make you get to like make out with someone. That would have been a success for you.
No, I didn't say
anything
that.
Anything short of that is a
fail. No, I just feel like the concept of the game was always more appealing than the execution.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't want to do any dares. That's the problem.
Well, okay. So could we figure out
what happens if somebody asks a question you don't want to answer and you're like, okay, fine, dare. And then the dare would be something really stupid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But
like, go run to the Lower East Side to a Russian bathhouse right now.
Okay. Could we do anything else with the name Truth or Dare? It's a good name.
It is a good podcast.
What title?
What if we call up the listeners and we Truth or Dare them? We turn the tables on them. We're Truth or Daring other people.
We call up people. So the mm-hmm. listeners come on and get Truth or Dared by us.
They get Truth or Dared by us. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then we're like, they're like
that we know or just like random.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good question. I'm not mm-hmm. sure, but I think they're consenting to coming on. Certainly we're not like
all right. So in the same way that we called the listeners a couple of weeks ago, okay,
yep.
So all right, we're calling up listeners and then we're saying, all right, Truth or Dare pop quiz hotshot, Truth or Dare, and mm-hmm. They say truth and we're like, did you ever cheat on your taxes?
Okay. And we also have
hold on. What's the motivation?
What if
here?
We also have like an IRS agent there? So if they say yes, boom, straight to jail.
I mean,
what podcast is this?
It's a fake. No, here's the deal. It's a fake IRS agent because like some other listener.
It's like Irwin.
We truth or dared them. Yeah, here's what happened. We truth or dared them,
mm-hmm.
and they picked dare, and we said we dare you to pretend to be an IRS agent, and then we called the second listener. They pick truth.
This is
they
a very cheat taxes. Rich fabric you're putting together.
And now, like, they're like, hey, this is like Johnny Davis. He's with, what's the guy from last week's name? People like that guy. Johnny Robinson. Johnny Robinson. He's with the IRS. You're going to have to go with him, sir.
Hmm.
And then, like, now he
what
is in trouble.
What does
that mean? He's going to come arrest you, I guess. Now, that person's in trouble. They think they're going to jail. It's like, we have a way for you to get out of jail.
You have to play truth or dare.
Yeah, you have to play it basically, and now they're
you're on. But you have to
now.
Like,
now we got Johnny Robinson and Billy Davis. They're both coming with us.
I think I saw a Black Mirror episode like this where
basically people. Every person we're bringing more people to them, and they're staying in character the whole time.
Yeah,
like hey, let's introduce our cast of characters. We got Johnny Robinson from the IRS. Billy Davis, he's a notorious tax cheat, and they're like, oh, it's Sally Smith. Sally Smith, truth or dare? So what do you think she says? What do you think she says?
Dare.
She says dare.
Are all of your truth questions based on taxes?
No. So then I guess her dare would be like, what's a good dare for Sally Smith?
We dare you.
Like
to...
go buy a pet right now. Yeah, go buy
it. Where would you even go purchase
like
a pet
store? No, I don't problem. Know. Yeah. That's, I mean, she's got to the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she should have.
No, walk up to strangers. Walking
truth
their
was
going to
be how many
here.
Pets do you own? Let us know. Dare was go buy a pet. So and then we just keep going. By the end, the dog is on the episode because she just went and bought a dog. Kids always wanted a dog.
Yeah,
I like this. I think like truth or dare on the listeners, and then we sort of like get the listeners in some sort of you know like Black Mirror type situation, like the Renapaverse or something.
I don't know. I don't know if it's quite there to go on the wheel.
Not there yet, you don't think? Mm-hmm. Maybe we're just missing what? You think it's too simple?
It's a little simple. A little basic. Yeah. Yeah. Trying to think if there's anything else.
I think you need at least two IRS agents for an idea to really go on the wheel.
It's true.
Mm.
How about truth or dare, but it's D.A.R.E.
Yeah.
And they could either do truth or they have to do drugs. And like, so we have like, and they're like pre-submitted. So like we know who's going to do dares. So we like have people. So
no, it's really the antithesis of DARE, which is the drug abuse resistance education. They should have to do something to promote drug abuse resistance, right?
No, we're daring them to do drugs. It's a play on words.
Do people not usually do drugs before they come on your podcast?
I think that's great. Truth or dare. Will they sue us there? Are they still around? They really haven't heard much about them recently. They were hot.
Maybe you're not their target demo.
Dare to resist. What do you mean? Podcasts aren't their target demo? Founded in 1983.
Did you guys have dare at school when you were kids?
They knew we were such nerds. They were like, they dared us do drugs. Like, you guys will never do it. And you're like, you're right. We wouldn't even know where to go. We weren't cool enough. They're like,
well, how about this? What about we go to schools and we're like, hey, kids, like, we dare you to do drugs. School. And they're like, we're not doing what you say, losers.
Uh-huh. Oh, we're like,
yeah. That's not like, hey.
We're like, hey, we have like 17 podcasts.
Yeah, we think it would be pretty cool if you kids did drugs. They're like, we're never doing anything you tell us to. Okay. You guys are the antithesis of what we are looking to be.
Do you think so dares?
It's scared straight, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't even know if dares on Twitter.
What about scared straight as a podcast idea?
So how does that work?
I don't know. Like maybe
camera on.
You could find people who are like sort of like have gone down like but not like people in jail. But what about people that have like own timeshares and they're like we talk to people that are thinking about getting timeshares. That's you think good. It's going to be good?
I like it. Scared straight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I Googled Dare to see if they're on Twitter.
Yes.
Elusive Goomba tweets, Dare stands for drugs are really expensive. So maybe that's what we do. Like we're giving out free drugs because drugs are really expensive.
Yeah. I think we should probably shy away from giving away drugs.
Yeah, that's true. We should.
We're pushing people to take drugs.
That's true. We're not. This is a money losing, proposition at this point. We do have to sell the drugs. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I think
truth or dare. It's almost ready. I would say it's in the wheel rating room. We just gotta. I like my idea of just like adding more and more people, but I guess we also like. Problem is, we'd have to edit this out. I think people have already heard.
Our plan is. Yeah, they're probably hanging on every word at this point in the podcast.
Mm-hmm. All right. I already did five ideas, I think.
So. All right. You want to hear about what's going on the wheel right now?
I really do.
Okay. All right. We have season 3, episode 7 in the fishbowl. The coin flip. The crappy movie diaper, which we did this week. So no crappy movie diaper for next week. Guest choice. That's for Chester. The 2022 hot takeoff is back, baby.
Yep.
Used to be.
Although we're not required. How about this? How about before? Because last week you had to use your veto. We had a little bit of a disaster. This coming week. I think you're not available, right?
I am going to be. It's going to be tough for me to record. Actually, I can record on
Memorial
the weekend.
Day weekend.
But this is that you got to think fourth dimensionally, Akiva. This is the podcast that's dropping Memorial Day weekend.
This is you're right. Oh, so what about the week after that?
The week after Sunday is bad for me.
Oh, that's the only day I could do because Saturday's.
Okay, well then we have to potentially figure out either something during the week or we have to wait.
Not all right. So no, we can do a podcast. It's just not going to be. How about this? Any idea that has a specific guest is ineligible this week.
Okay.
Unless that guest has no job or is like. Because we're available during the week, they might not.
Okay. All right. So we might have to, respit. Okay. All right. Say it.
Hot takeoff is out.
Hot takeoff is out. Okay. All mailbag.
That's in.
Okay. Listener's choice. I literally just told you that might be tough to do.
That's tough. Yeah. That's too many people.
Bollywood. Depending on Sasha's schedule, that may be not ideal. Renapper's Gone Wild. That would have to be off the wheel also.
That's out. Yeah.
Okay. Rob and Akiva need a new catchphrase.
That we could do.
Rob and Akiva hit rock bottom. Airbuds, Unhinged. Depending on who our guest would be, could be tough.
Do that probably, but yeah.
Okay. The naming convention.
That we could definitely do.
Okay. Name that tune with Will from America.
I'm not sure.
Okay. Transform X.
Yep. We're watching Transformers on 4X.
Did you hear that, Chester?
I heard 4X. That's a little intense.
Yeah.
Chester, well, what do you listen to the podcast on? 2X?
2X is standard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The 2X is, so what? Do you ever go higher than 2X?
I mean, not in a normal listening. In certain circumstances, I might, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, like if I'm trying to find a specific part of an episode, but yeah.
No, 2X, well, 2X is then you're not listening at 2X. You're
Just 2X is regular.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What else is on there, Rob?
Okay. All right. And then finally, the lying episode, not eligible for this week.
Okay, fine. So okay. Like half the episodes are not there.
All right.
We're just going to do season 3 episodes.
Maybe.
Did we say what all the shows are that are in the...
No, we don't normally just say the shows.
You listen to this podcast? Yeah, I think you should listen to 1X. You know what the hell's going on.
Or at least 1.15.
Something like that. Not okay. Speed.
Episode number 178 is looking like... Okay, came up the lying episode and not eligible for this week.
Buckle up, everyone. This could be a few minutes.
Crappy movie diaper, not eligible for this week. Okay.
Number 3.
Unhinged. That is where we are going to be fixing up people's dating profiles.
No, not eligible.
Okay.
Number 4.
Why don't you just tell me what you want the wheel to land on?
The 5 spot, Rob and Akiva are extra.
Okay, that we could do.
Extra. Okay. So that'll be a little tricky. We'll have to figure out what 5 days.
Yeah, it might be like Friday, Monday, Tuesday. You know, it'll be 5 in order. I don't know if it'll be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in 1 week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you available for this upcoming Friday this week? Or yes. That Friday's still out for you?
Friday the
a week third or whatever? a week from tomorrow we're recording this podcast. Okay, so that's
not the holiday yet, Chester. Right? Yeah, I'm available.
No, the holiday's on Sunday.
The holiday's okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So that is there also is it Shabbat into holiday?
Shabbat, yeah, Rob, you're like you're an expert.
On top
Shabbat into holiday. It's 48 hours for me. 72 for Chester.
72 hours.
So we don't ever record the podcast on a Friday. So
we'll do Friday. We'll do Friday morning.
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can make that happen. All right.
Sure.
So it might be like for the Friday before the weekend, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
You know, really? I mean, in theory, we could just do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday also. Mm-hmm. Oh, but it is called the 5 spot. I guess we do need to watch.
Yeah. Four.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not the 4 spot.
All right. Rob and Akiva are extra.
4 spot was Chester's going to be checking a lot of 4 spots. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Again. Yeah, who knows?
Well, that would make more sense. It's like, isn't the 4 hole or the 5 hole is what's between the legs when they're goalie? I don't know.
That was a hockey reference.
It's the Rangers Hurricanes.
Listen, we have back to back Canadian winners of Survivor. So everything is looking. Mm-hmm. You said Survivor is the new national sport, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The freaking Stanley Cup. Canada hasn't won in 30 years.
Yeah, you two are locked in. I can't wait to hear that 32 fans podcast that you did right before this.
Do you like a lot of bathroom talk? Not
more than this bathroom one. Talk.
Yeah. No, well, last week's episode had a lot. Shut up, Tim. I think you might be banned for a while with all the bathroom talk you did.
You're banning Shut Up, Tim.
Why? Like, Rob, we don't do that kind of show. Me and you, we don't just do like raunchy scat humor.
I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad. I really
okay. Fine. We literally just did a podcast all about a bathroom for an hour.
But it was more about like the sink. It was. It was really more about watching. It was.
Yeah.
32 Fans Patreon. Focus, check it out.
No, we focus much more on the sinks than on the toilets. That's true.
Okay. All right. Yeah. More sinks than toilets. 32 Fans Patreon. Chester, what else is coming up for you besides the bathhouse, the Who?
Yeah. I have an exciting night.
Pretty good podcast. Is that still going?
Av and I are done. We're next week. We're doing the final episode. We've until season 12 comes along. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So the finale, are you going to do another podcast with Av or is that it?
It's to be discussed on the podcast. We'll figure it out.
Oh,
okay, fine. All right. That's exciting.
Okay.
But if you like,
you guys want to do, how about this? I'll say that maybe Rob will disagree.
Yeah.
If you guys want to do Seinfeld next, we give you our blessing. You can do Seinfeld.
No, I'm not doing 178 episodes. No.
Okay. I'm just letting you know if you're like, hey, because if that's a natural thing, hey, we want to do
Seinfeld. Okay. So we have that blessing for you. What about doing a podcast about your Seinfeld podcast?
That would be very sad, fine. I think. But yeah, but I definitely give you my blessing. I'll listen every week to that one.
Yeah, audience.
Built-in audience.
What's with Chester's email this week? Terrible email.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, so you got that going on. 32 fans, a Patreon only, I think we did this week. I'm trying to get Chester to record a Survivor take, because I haven't seen the finale yet.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a very busy day, apparently. He's got to go see Roger Daltrey and a bunch of guys' testicles.
No, Pete Townsend, get with it.
Oh, Pete Townsend testicles, sorry. Yeah. Wait. And
I mean, it's not out of the realm of possibility that I could run into him there, right?
I am. Yeah, that's true.
He fits the key demo.
Before a big show, you go, you know, just air it out.
It's a Schmitz, yeah.
All right, I'm technically driving. So, Rob, what do you have going on this week?
Of course, we rounded out our Survivor coverage this week as we closed down the Survivor 42 season and had our recaps of that. I talked to Chappelle about a movie called Senior Year on Netflix. Have either of you seen that?
No, it's with...
Rebel Wilson. Yes.
I saw her on the cover of some magazine last weekend.
Yep.
Who still reads magazines?
Someone came to my house and they brought a magazine. Like
someone came to your house.
Listen to Amir. He Amir brought with him like, a
oh.
She's on the cover of the magazine.
Yeah. We haven't touched on in this episode at all the controversy over your height from the last episode.
Oh yeah.
There's a lot of haters out there. Here's what I have to say.
Yeah.
There are certain people, I'm not gonna like the Kirstens of the world. They're probably a little taller than they think, and they're so confident.
I think it keeps.
I think Kirsten is exactly as tall as she says she is and thinks she is.
Oh, he's
here, so here's what we're gonna do. The next time Kirsten and I are both on a podcast,
yes,
we're gonna measure ourselves on air. That's a promise. I'll have Vera measure me. She'll have Vetus and Steffi measure her, and then we'll.
Are Puya and Mike also gonna be running her?
I wish.
Now, what did Jared Jerome say?
Jared Jerome is a height expert. People should know. Jared Jerome is our friend. He's
a height expert.
Biggest height expert.
It's like a stupid human trick, but like,
he can look at somebody and know exactly how tall they are.
To the eighth of an inch.
Even on TV?
So, even on TV.
To the eighth of an inch?
Yeah.
Eighth of an inch.
Yeah.
He will tell you how tall. What are you laughing about? He will tell you how tall you are. It might be different than what you've been saying for the last, you know, for your whole life.
Yes. Yeah.
And then you'll measure yourself.
It's like going to quick therapy. He is also a therapist. But
how is it like going to quick therapy?
It's like you're like hearing stuff about yourself that you didn't
know. Can you go to quick therapy? Is that an option?
That's not a bad idea. Microtherapy, like 2 minutes. You come in, Rob and I, we're the therapist. We tell you like what you got to work on, maybe what you're wrong about, what needs improvement.
Are you putting this on the wheel?
Mm-hmm.
Microtherapy. I think we'll get sued. I would put it on the wheel in 2 seconds.
Yeah. What about, have we ever talked maybe about Dr. like Amanda a fortune teller or a psychic? And then people come on and then they
I just went to a psychic last week.
How was that?
June 8th, baby. Is it June 8th?
Yeah, June 8th. I forgot about that.
Chester's life is going to change on June 8th, Rob.
Oh, yeah? Why?
For the better.
She didn't say why. She was very vague on details.
She said California.
What day of the week is that?
Is in my future.
Mm-hmm. What day of the week is June 8th? I think it's a Tuesday.
No, it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. I only know because we're changing our lunch plan, our work lunch plan on the 1st. Everything I know is about food.
So you went to psychic. What was the occasion?
Why do you go to a psychic, Chester? They just walked past one on the street and they walked in.
Basically, they had like a very fluorescent. I mean, I'm going to sound like a moth to a light, but they literally had a very fluorescent sign in the window.
They had a very fluorescent. You were alone, or you were with Dr. J?
We were on a date.
Yeah,
and
he goes on a date every week with his wife, Rob. What do you think about that?
I'm very jealous because I have been on, I think, 2 dates with my wife since the year 2019.
Jeez. I mean, that's probably more than me, but that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, so you walk past the sign, you walk into, and you sat down with the psychic, and then she told you that, like, good things are coming?
Yes. Jen volunteered me to do it, actually.
Yeah.
It was a palm reading. It was is what it actually was, if we're getting into the details. She read the palm.
Yeah.
I don't know. My camera's off. You guys can't see. This palm exudes June 8th confidence.
So June 8th. Something good's going to happen.
June 8th of this year.
I guess she didn't say that. So if you came back on June 9th, like, hey, what happened? She'd be like, I didn't say.
Rob, what's your sign? Because she warned me. She said Libras are good.
Oh, I'm Libra. I'm Libra.
We're both Libras. Libras. You're in good.
Yeah, Libras are good. She said.
You're in good company.
Yeah, good energy from Libra.
A Pisces. Okay.
That's like March, I think. February, March, something like that.
Yeah.
No good.
Okay. All right. Be on the lookout for that.
Kiva, what do you got going on? Well, Rob, thank you for asking. NGOG, we recorded an episode. We dropped it next week. Season 3 finale. We're halfway done with NGOG.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's 7 seasons, but I think the episodes-wise, we're halfway done with the Season 4 premiere.
Okay.
32 fans. We discussed the best American basketball player on Patreon this week. It was very fun. We've had some fun random episodes. It's really every week we gotta go back and forth, think about what to talk about, because it's a football podcast. There's no football till August. It's hard.
Yeah, deep inside the recesses of Akiva's mind or mine.
Yeah, okay. but it's worked so far. And anyway, that's what's up. You could catch me. What else?
Outside.
You catch me outside.
About that.
Survivor 42 finale.
Well, what are you promoting with the Survivor 42 finale?
I don't know. I haven't been on Survivor podcast in a few years.
Yeah.
Well, there's no demand. Nobody wants to be on Survivor.
Akiva said to me, he said for our Patreon episode this week, he's like, why don't we talk about Survivor? And then he's like, but I haven't seen it yet.
So. I haven't seen the finale.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. And then, what else? Yeah, that's about it. That's about it. Hopefully I'll get a nice nap tomorrow, Friday afternoon. I have no work.
Oh, we have to give our closing thoughts.
Okay, I'm ready.
Yeah, okay. All right. Chester, you like this bit or no?
What are the clubs?
You never
listen to Doogie Howser. When we play the Doogie Howser music.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
It's going so fast, he probably doesn't even hear it.
Sometimes,
if I'm not mistaken, you fall asleep listening to the podcast, but then you go back and listen to like...
No, I fall asleep listening to the podcast every week, and then I re-listen again the next day. Yeah.
Wow. You would probably do well in the quiz. You've heard everything twice.
I want a podcast app that can detect the moment you fall asleep and then stop.
So it's like attached to like a Fitbit.
Something like that, yeah.
Hmm.
Inside your brainwaves. A microtherapist once told me, be the change you want to be in the world. You want to see in the world. So invent the freaking app.
Okay. Yeah.
Instead of all the money you're spending on Russian bathhouses, pay some dork.
$88, no more.
Yeah. Was the crypto story on this podcast or the last one?
That was
the last one, right?
Yeah, that must be the last one.
Yeah.
Okay. If I'm saying take all the crypto money you lost and put that next time towards,
you lost a lot of crypto money.
But I feel like it's relevant. It was in the hot tub.
What was in the hot tub? You lost all the crypto money in the hot tub?
Yeah.
Because he accidentally bought something twice.
Yeah. Now, when you say you lost the money in the hot tub.
Well, he was in the hot tub. He accidentally, let's say he was going to buy his Chester.
I was in the hot tub downloading Coinbase.
Yeah.
He was going to buy 1,000 Bitcoins. And then...
1,000 Bitcoins?
He accidentally bought 2,000. I'm just using a round number.
Okay.
I'm sure it was like a million. But he accidentally bought double.
A million. I should be so lucky.
He actually bought double Bitcoins because his fat fingers were in
Don't make financial decisions in the hot tub, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Chester has a hot tub. It's outside, right? It's an outdoor hot tub. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chester, did you want to weigh in on the Renap listeners saying that hot tubs were overrated?
Yeah, I heard. That's fine.
Okay.
More for me. Yeah.
Have you ever had like a deer in your hot tub? You have a lot of animals outside your house.
A lot of deer in the yard, but they don't go in the water.
What about truth or deer?
Truth or deer. So how would that work? It's a good. I like the name. How would it work?
Hmm.
So yesterday,
work in progress.
What if we make people eat deer? No, that's weird.
Yes. Yesterday there was a deer, you know, defecating in my yard as they are wont to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I started screaming at it to go away, but there was like a passerby at the same time. And Jen got mad at me because she thought I was scaring the passerby, telling him to go away.
Did the passerby see the deer?
Well, the passerby said to me, he said, were you yelling at me? I said, no, I was yelling at the deer. So
did you know the passerby? Or was it a stranger?
No, it was a stranger.
And the stranger said, were you yelling at me? And you said, no, I was yelling at a deer. But there was no deer visible, so they probably just think you're a crazy person.
No, there was a deer.
And then you're like, hey, come to my yard. I'll show you the deer poop. And they were like, that's okay, sir.
No, I think he was tickled because he actually you could tell he was from the city. He's like, oh, man, I like these deer in the suburbs. He said,
I like these deer. And then you said, this might be a little forward.
His direct quote was, #suburban life. That's
he said hashtag suburban life.
He's yeah.
And then
yeah,
you said, I'm sorry, sir. Was, this might be a little
this
forward.
This is not for you.
Will you come in the hot tub with me right now? And he said, is it bathing suit optional? You said yes. Yeah. And then you thought about Russian bathhouse.
Mm-hmm. No, optional. Prohibited.
Okay.
Right. I got to go to the bathhouse.
Okay. Let's try to wrap this up.
Oh, what did we learn? What did we learn, Rob?
Good question. Let me sit down at the... at my computer. Fire, load it up. Episode 177. Today I learned that podcast relationships started under extreme circumstances, never last.
And Rob, today we learned that the number one place to record a podcast, it's not while lying down. It's not in a podcast studio. It's in a Russian bathhouse. Let's all go right now, the three of us.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.